Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother man?
Oh, your mic's not on. Sorry. That's my bad.
Turn my mic off!
Sorry!
Oh,
don't yell at me. It's not...
I'm offended.
You're offended?
Yeah.
It might be at a weird volume, too, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of high.
It is.
Yeah. You want me to turn it down?
I don't know what we should do with it.
I think it's the gain.
I think it's the gain.
The gain.
I don't know. I don't know how the gain could be turned up higher. Put it at like 1 o'clock. That's too quiet. I can't hear room noise anymore. If I can't hear room noise, I know I can't hear you.
There's a little bit.
Okay.
It'll be better.
That's better? That's better? Yeah, Chris was in here yesterday. And
what, she doesn't know mic technique?
No, well, there were two people sharing one mic.
Oh.
Yeah. So, rest assured that two people using one mic is indeed louder than you. That's good news for you, man.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, we thought that you didn't have any mic technique. Turns out you were better than two people.
Yeah.
So there you go, man.
I will handle that.
Put that on your resume.
Sweet.
Write it down. Yeah, actually, I forgot to turn your mic on because I've been messing with stuff. So,
stuff?
I have...
What kind of stuff?
I have hooked up another PC to the soundboard.
Where?
It's in there on top of the rack equipment. See the Mac Mini in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, basement. Long time no see, man. How you doing?
What's going on, friendo?
So the reason I did that is so we could possibly take audio questions, comments, calls, so to speak, from our viewers during the show.
How do you expect to operate that machine back there?
Well, I can do it all through Discord on this machine. Don't worry about the technicals, unless you really want me to explain
it. No, not
really. Okay. Just trust me, I can do it all from here.
So does it work?
Well, I have not tested it, but in theory, it works.
Okay.
I don't have Discord up and running on that machine, so we can't technically test it right now.
Well, then it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, yeah. The hard part works. Logging into Discord, I know, will work.
The hard part works.
Yeah, the getting it into the soundboard and making sure they don't hear an echo of themselves and they only hear us and that type of stuff, that works.
Who'd you test it out with?
No one.
No one?
Just running off muscle memory from setting up.
How do you know that it works?
Well, because I opened up and I looked at the waveforms and I could see us, the wave, me talking. I could see it coming. I could hear it outputting.
You don't know if they're going to hear echo or not.
Well, they shouldn't. It should only be able to pick up this mic. That's all it should do, is pick up the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, like, our phone system back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very complicated.
Yes, it's that again. Mm-hmm. We could play, like, sound effects and mock people. Remember that? Without them hearing it?
Yep.
Like, Matthew could be talking, and we could play snoring in the background, or just, like, I don't know, noises of beavers building dams, because it's relevant to him. And he wouldn't hear it.
Right.
To him, we would be having a normal conversation, not mocking him at all. That's the setup we have again. They will only hear us.
Oh.
Now, I don't intend to mock our viewers like we did Matthew. But the concept's the same. The idea is that we
could
selectively send audio to the listener through this method. So that's the idea.
What do you plan on doing with that?
Well, there's a few things I need to figure out. Number one is I need to figure out a way... Okay, how much do you know about Discord on a scale of 1 to 10?
-1.
Okay, so there are roles. Do you know
this?
Oh,
yes.
Okay,
so maybe a 1.
Okay, so roles can have separate permissions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you can assign an infinite number of roles to a single person.
Okay.
So here's what I don't understand. We need a way to put people into the voice channel that this Mac Mini... will always sit in listening. Okay, because the only way I can control it from this computer is if the Mac Mini in there is always broadcasting the voice chat. Does that make sense? Because there should be no output if no one's in there talking.
Okay.
All right, so there'll be a user in there. It'll be me.
Mm-hmm.
But it will never talk. Well, it'll technically always be talking. Every single thing we say into these mics will be said by that user.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? At all times.
Okay. So but then at any point, somebody could hop in.
If someone hopped in, then they would immediately be in our headphones on the show, and they would also be able to listen to anything that happens in the room, whether I'm live or not.
Oh, okay.
Because being live has no bearing on Discord. I'm in there, I'm hot all the time, okay?
That sounds fun for you.
So I have to figure out a way to, like, basically build a waiting room. Like, I want to be on the show. So you jump into this voice channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when me and you are ready, I will take the person from the waiting room in Discord on this computer, and I will drag them to the on-air voice channel.
Okay.
But then when I drag them out, they need to no longer be able to get back in it.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's possible.
Sure.
I have no idea how it's possible.
I don't either.
So basically, I'm looking for limited, restricted, temporary talk permissions in a specific voice channel in Discord that can be revoked or not revoked by a click of my mouse. More specifically, a drag of a mouse.
Good luck, man.
And once I figure that out, we're going to have people on the show.
Sweet.
Saying whatever they want.
What are we wanting to do with those people?
I have no idea.
What's
That's
the difference between that and chat?
I don't know. People tell me all the time they want it. I want to get up. They want to ask us questions, man.
I don't know. How about, like, if somebody wants to... I think Basement's right.
I mean, that could be. That's going to be the title
of my
book.
How about if somebody wants to chat...
Uh-huh.
You take their name and then put them... Just do a voice call with them.
Well, see, I feel like the way we used to do it is actually the best way. Call the phone number.
Yeah.
We'll answer it.
Right.
Okay? Problem is that that's really lame now. You know how mocked we're going to be by all the people on the internet that's like, I got to call you on a phone. Who am I, Drake? You know?
Yeah.
They all want to jump into the Discord, man.
You just have a channel on Discord for call the show. And then once somebody types in there being like, I want to call the show, and then you send them a voice request.
Well, that's similar to what I'm doing. But you can't send voice requests.
You can't?
No. That's what I'm telling you. No.
You can make a fucking waiting list where people can jump in to a randomly always on broadcast of a thing. But you can't send them a request to talk?
Oh, no, they're the same thing. That's the same thing.
That's not
a request to talk would see. I also can't. I don't know. I don't know enough about Discord. I think that's the problem. Maybe I can do that.
I bet you can.
All I know is how I know other streamers do this.
Uh-huh.
They have a waiting room where people can go, and you know these people want to ask us a question. So then
you
just kind of like first to last. Yeah, but then they drag them to an on here. I'll show you. I think actually Tim the Tap Man has one in his Discord, all the way down here at the bottom of my Discord list. Look at this. Okay. Okay, so he does this thing called Tat Talk Tuesday. He doesn't do it anymore because now he's too big. He doesn't care about the little people. Okay, but he used to. He used to do this, all right? One day we will be big enough that we no longer have to care either.
Okay.
I long for that day where we don't even have to acknowledge chat. Like, Taylor will be scum on our shoe. Basement Brain, his support will be minuscule and forgotten. That's the day I want. That's the day I long for. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
I want everybody. Oh, God. See, right now, I was kidding. Now I do want to flush chat, because look who just showed up. Want to flush it. Got to flush the whole thing down the toilet. Gone.
Dude, he's not babysitting his baby at the moment.
It's true. Hey, Cameron. It's White Cameron, everybody. Everybody say hi to White Cameron. He's in chat. Let's see Wolf1. How you doing, sir? How's your life going? How's the baby?
Hey, bud.
How's the new job? How's your woman? How's
life?
Your dogs?
Flush.
That's it. That's all I know about him.
Oh, yeah.
New job, woman, child, dogs.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of things, I know. I think so, yeah. Here's what we're talking about. Okay, so I'm in... This is Tim the Tap Man's Discord, okay?
Yep.
So over here, Tat Talk Tuesday.
Yeah.
So he has waiting room, next in line, and the spotlight room, and then the after party.
Okay.
So the waiting room is, I want to be a part of Tat Talk Tuesday.
Yeah.
So his channel's so big, he needs mods and everything.
Okay.
So, like, he has a mod in here. Talking to the people.
What?
What are you doing? Are you Little John right now?
Yeah.
Why?
I felt that's like all I was saying. And then I went with it. I was like, yeah, okay.
So he has mods in here. Think of them as phone screeners.
Uh-huh.
Go, what do you want to talk to Tim about?
Yeah.
And if they go, I want to... Stop saying yeah. Say other things. Say things Little John doesn't say.
Indubitably.
That's better, okay?
Quiet, yes.
Okay. So if they're like, I don't want to be racist, they'll be like, okay.
Oh.
We'll put you in the next in line. Uh-huh. So the next in... Okay. It's very hard to explain this with whatever is happening in the background.
Oh, yes. So they go into the next line.
So they go into the next in line. And then when they're when Tim is ready, he drags them from the next in line to the spotlight room.
Okay. What's the spotlight
room? That's on air.
Okay.
Spotlight room
so
means...
So spotlight room could have five people
in. No. Well, it could. It could have 100. Could also just have one, which is what it's supposed to, because you don't want people talking over each other. Mm-hmm. So that's the one person that's on the air who goes into that third room.
Yes.
Okay? We don't even need the waiting room. We just want the next in line.
Okay.
We just want people to get in there, and then when they're good, we'll put them into the spotlight room.
Yeah.
The after party room we also don't need. The after party room is you've been on the air. Now you go in here.
And you just... What, talk to the people that you were on air with,
I guess,
or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Be like, hey, man, that was cool talking to Tim, was it? Yeah, Tim's the greatest. I love him. I guess that's what happens in there. I don't know. We need two rooms. We need the next in line, and we need the spotlight. And I want to be able to take them out of next in line, give them temporary permissions to this spotlight room. We talk to them on the air. When we're done with them, we discard them, and they no longer can access the spotlight room.
Go to your internet browser.
Why?
Go to it.
Okay.
Go to a YouTube. Go to the YouTube.
This ought to be good. Oh, God. That is not the YouTube I wanted.
Type in the search bar.
Hold on. I got to leave the page. Okay.
Whatever the room is. Next in line room on Discord.
Next in line. You know that these are custom rooms, right? On Discord. Discord.
All right, maybe this is...
Okay, is this what we want? Underage Discord dating service?
Yep.
Is that what we want?
Yep.
Okay.
Tutorial?
What about invading
you wanna add
Discord?
Tutorial in there?
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, here's the entire app as a tutorial. User-specific channel locks.
That might do it.
That's 17 minutes, though.
Well, yeah, let's not watch it right now. I'm just saying go there to find out how to do it, man.
Can I never watch it because it's 17 minutes?
No.
It's too long.
That's not too long.
That's too long.
You know how many long-ass YouTube videos I watch?
That is longer than an episode of It's Always Sunny.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Always Sunny episodes, they are 8 minutes, I'm pretty sure. Because FFX puts
short.
A ton of commercials in there.
They're 21 minutes.
It's also 2 years ago. That's a great point, Basement. It's definitely out of date.
Whatever.
By the way, can I just notice how all of these Discords are the dark theme? Just change your life, Colby, please.
I did.
Did you change it to the dark theme?
Maybe not on my phone.
Well, that's the only place it matters.
Also, why don't they have a dark theme for iOS 12?
I don't know, man.
So stupid.
You know, they almost do.
I don't even know where I keep Discord.
Okay, there it is. Notice how the splash screen for Discord is dark. And then okay, good. You did it, man. I'm proud of you. Thank you. I have gained a little bit of respect for you today. I was worried that you never had the light theme turned off. And I honestly went to bed and I prayed for you every night that you would come to your senses, you know? iOS
yeah,
sucks.
Totally.
You suck. Got him, dude. Taught him a lesson.
No, you, basement brain.
Mm-hmm. No, you. Mods, whatever. But anyway, once I figure that out, which I do, I plan to work on that this evening,
okay.
In addition to our intro, because I finally have a little time and I need to dedicate a bunch of time to the show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, theoretically, we should be able to take calls on the air.
Okay.
Is that something we ever want to do? You're so loud. What does he watch? ASMR streams? I haven't even been loud yet.
Turn down your headphones.
The volume down.
Volume down. You control the loudness of your stuff.
I mean, as far as my volume, this is one of the quietest starts of an episode we've ever had.
Definitely.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, do we even want to take calls from people?
I don't know.
I mean... I feel like, would you guys, Taylor, Basement, you know, Menace is here a lot, you know, the regulars, I don't even feel like they want to be
speak.
In here. Right. Like, what are they going to say to us?
I don't know, man.
I mean, what are they, what could Taylor possibly want to say on our show?
You guys suck.
I mean, other than that, your voices
both
are
die.
Very strong. No disrespect. That's actually a compliment. Saying that I have a strong voice.
Well, yeah, but so strong voice. This is the only audio that's happening right now.
That's right.
So when there's no talking or voices, it's nothing.
Right.
So, like, There's not much to compare to.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm not like
it's
we're
not
just.
Like there's
speaking.
A slow undertone of like fuck you.
No, there
underneath
might be
it,
a little bit of that.
Well,
now there is. At least,
now there is,
especially. But mm-hmm. I mean, like if it's too loud and we're just talking, just turn down the headphone volume. Like honestly, I'm actually that's the greatest compliment someone's ever given me. And I know
got
the man is not complimenting
voice.
Me because I honestly worry my voice is too womanly.
Mm.
You know how many times I go through a drive-thru and people are like, okay,
you
man, just
woman,
pull around.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's been that way for 12 years.
Yeah.
You know? That man just gave me one of the best compliments I've ever had. I have a strong voice.
From Porg Mother.
Dude, great name, too. Porg Mother. Porg Mother.
He is apparently a woman, not maybe.
Okay. I don't ever assume anyone's gender.
I say he just out of...
I say guy, dude... boys
habit, I guess.
That's just a blanket gender.
Yeah.
All right, I don't care if you're literally a pork. I guess pork.
So,
probably
do you want
gender.
Taylor to babble uncontrollably in absolute fangirl mode, or not?
She could do whatever she wants. If Taylor wants to come on here and host the show for 2 hours, she can host the show for 2 hours.
I'd be a better host
in fact,
than I.
Maybe we just do that. Maybe we just have a viewer show.
Ooh,
we
that
come
sounds
in here.
Fun. You
we
guys do our job,
right? We just introduce the show.
I like that.
Leave the voice lines open.
I like that a lot.
We go eat pizza,
mm-hmm.
come back in an hour, ask how it went, put
no,
that
yeah,
up on iTunes.
They'll just have the audio going, and
right.
then we'll just be sitting here and just...
Well, we could even leave the Discord screen up, to be honest, and just let them put up, like, show pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if they want to do, like, show and tell, picture of their dog, random images from Discord.
Oh, yeah.
But we couldn't let anyone have free reign.
No.
Because it has to be people we trust.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Taylor would get us banned because then we'd go away,
mm-hmm.
and then she wouldn't have it anymore, and then it would be like the other 15 times we've stopped doing this show and left.
What 15 times?
Literally every year since 2008.
Nah.
Up till 2017. Did we start the show in 2017? We did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
We haven't been doing this for 2 years.
So, yeah, we quit in 2008. 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2014, 2015. We didn't even do anything in 2016, so 2015's quit was a big deal.
Yeah.
But then 2017 to now, consistent.
Seriously, been doing this for a year now, plus,
yeah.
on Twitch.
Yeah.
What was the first time on Twitch? August?
No idea.
I think it was August.
I think it was August. That sounds right.
Yeah.
It was right around November that we got affiliate, so mm-hmm. should we do something for our year long, or like a year anniversary?
Nah.
Like, I feel... Like, I'm really bad at taking compliments from people, like
mm-hmm.
you know this, and I feel even worse about it when people come in, like I see other Twitch streamers or just anybody, they're like, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary, and I'm so jaded by 1 year anniversaries that I could care less.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
It's not that big a deal.
Like, it's not, but it is.
It's not.
It's just not to us.
Yeah, but it's just not.
Like, I want to celebrate things that our audience wants to celebrate.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy if any type of joy is happening, especially if it surrounds this show,
mm-hmm.
but I don't feel joy about the fact that we've been doing this for a year.
Why not?
It's just, I shouldn't say I don't feel joy.
You know,
it's just
like
no difference.
Yeah, it's not a heightened
There's
sense
just
of
no
joy.
Difference to me between year one and year two.
Right.
Just come on here and try to make people laugh and be very loud and have a strong voice.
Strong voice.
For two straight hours every Sunday.
Tonight.
And you want to know what? On Thursday, 12 concurrent viewers.
When? What?
When? I just said on Thursday.
What Thursday?
Last Thursday.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the first time in a long time they met the requirement for 3 shows a week.
Oh, yeah, but like in a 30-day period.
No. That's just the first day. So if they do it again today, though, that's a trend. They just got to do it like 3 more times. Boom, 3rd show.
Not going to
happen. This is Colby's fear face that you're witnessing right now.
Yeah, not going to happen.
No?
No. Tuesdays are my gym days, bro.
You can't take away Colby's gym days?
Uh-uh. I barely go enough as it is now.
Oh, God. So, how's your life been, man?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been going to the gym.
Gym, bro.
Lifting like a fucking...
How's your back doing?
It's better.
Good.
I don't know why.
Okay. I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you, man.
I think I switched up how I sleep.
Okay.
I used to sleep on my stomach,
uh-huh.
without a pillow,
okay,
and then a pillow on my face,
okay,
so my back's like that all
You're
night.
Literally smothering yourself all night?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But now I put a pillow under my stomach, so now I'm more flat.
Okay.
I feel like that's what's doing it.
Okay, man. I'm happy for you that you discovered a pillow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like it. I used to do it when I was younger, but...
What happened? You just...
I gave up on it. Yeah, I was just like, fuck it. I'm tired.
Tonight I have no strength to get a pillow under my torso.
I don't want to deal with it.
It's like the putting the toilet paper roll back on the paper holder. Like, you're literally doing nothing but sitting there staring at the empty toilet paper holder, and you're like, I can't do this.
Nah, it's just
it's too much.
I got it right
here. I got to, like, move the wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's literal. That's the peak of human laziness, in my opinion. But, yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad your back's feeling better, man.
Yeah, I saw Tone last night.
How'd that go? You went to Field of Screams, right?
It was going to rain, so we did not.
But it didn't rain.
Right, but we did not.
Okay.
I'm going to try to go next.
Hey, thanks, Porg.
Next week. But, yeah, we went to Kobe's for a friend's birthday.
Okay.
And everybody kind of dressed up a little bit, except Pinella.
Like, dressed nicely?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I was in black jeans and a Henley nice, like, thermal.
Okay.
All
right.
Fancy shoes.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, Basement, we're going to get to your question. I want you to know I acknowledge it. And we're going to get to it. But we have a very important thing we need to discuss right now. What are fancy shoes to Colby?
They're, like, not tennis shoes.
What are they?
They're, like, gray dress shoes.
What brand are they?
I have no idea.
Are they Vans?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Are these Vans? Do you see these? Are these
Those
Vans?
Are Nikes.
Yeah.
Are your dress shoes Nikes?
No.
Are they any type of sport brand?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But if you don't know what they are, how can
you
know
for
sure?
I don't know because I got them for very cheap at Kohl's. But they are a nicer looking shoe.
Okay, Britt says they're dress shoes. Her I trust. I don't trust you.
Oh, fuck off.
I've only ever seen you in two modes, okay? This and full suit.
Yeah.
So when you say that you're wearing, like, a hybrid...
I think they were the shoes I wore when I was in the suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They're your suit shoes. What's the shoe do you wear, man?
11. 10.5, 11.
My feet are too big. Because I got, like... I literally have 12 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
Like, two of them are tennis shoes.
How big are your fucking feet?
I think I wear between a 12 and a 13.
Jesus Christ,
11 and a
man.
Half, I could, it depends on the brand. But somewhere between 11.5 and 12.5 is usually where I land.
Big old foot.
But, like, I used to have all these nice shoes because I used to work all these corporate jobs.
Yes.
So I have, like, black shoes, like, blue shoes, red shoes, brown shoes, gray shoes, white shoes, and they're all, like, really nice leather dress-up shoes. And they all have dust on them because I haven't put them on my feet in, like, 2 years. I need to sell them. But, like, the second I sell them, I'm going to need them.
For what?
I don't know. Something's going to come up. I just know
need
it.
All of them?
So I feel like it.
Keep the black ones.
Nah, I need the brown ones, too. Well, cause
black
I got,
and brown.
I got,
done.
I got pants that can only go with brown. I got pants that can only go with black, man.
I think your fashion sense is too much.
No.
Yeah.
You can't wear some black with the certain colors. You can't wear some brown with certain colors.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But you could wear black with anything.
You can, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, but you can, though.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. Because you know who does that? Matthew. And I don't want to be him, okay? No, you had gray shoes. You just told me.
Yeah, but I also have black shoes.
Well, right, but you chose last night, based on your outfit, to wear the gray ones.
Yeah, also, I don't have the black shoes at the moment.
What happened to them?
I lent them to Cameron 3 months ago.
Black Cameron, right?
Yes, okay. And I need to get them back, but I'm lazy.
You be lending things to people and then never get them back.
Yeah.
Can I borrow $50?
No.
You lend me $50 bucks, please?
I have $50.
I think you do. How much money you got in your wallet right now?
Like dollars. I got dollars.
Can you lend me dollars?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'll promise you'll get it back.
Nope.
Just like your shoes and just like your Beats, which you still don't
You know
have.
What I can give you, though?
What?
That you can just keep?
What?
A fucking knife in the gut.
All right, write down 25 minutes into the show, the first threaten of stab. And write down 25 minutes of the show, the first time I said sentence bad. Because that threatened to stab. What is that?
I don't even think that was
it's
the first
not
time.
Even a, it probably
you need to
isn't.
Go back and, yeah.
It probably isn't, man. There's no way it is.
And no, Basement, we have not seen Venom.
No, I plan not to. I want to talk about Venom. We can talk about it. I got topics.
I got a notification. Let me see if I can pull it up. It was like a couple days ago.
Okay.
It was about Venom, but it was a news story.
Venom did really well in the box office.
Really?
Yeah, which is terrible news because that means they're going to make more.
God damn it.
It's like one of the best, this release weekend, it's like one of the best they've ever had between this and that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper movie.
How do I view the other notifications, man?
If you cleared them, I don't think you can.
No, like, look, like, it's got stacks
tap,
right there.
Tap.
Oh.
There you go, man. Look at that. Look at you. Hey, you get enough headlines from Wired, bro?
The new Venom movie might be a total disaster, or is it just bad enough to become a cult classic?
Oh, well, that's not a very positive headline. No. That's not. That's bad. It's not at all. I mean, I got the vibe that it's not a good movie.
Well, dude, there hadn't been a good movie in theaters in months.
What about Mission Impossible? That was supposed to be
good. That was the last one, and that was in July.
Crazy Rich Asians was supposed to be good. I never saw it. It's one of the best best grossing and reviewed romantic comedies in like a decade, man.
I haven't been to the movie since Mission Impossible.
I haven't been to the movie since Deadpool.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Don't leave the house.
Sad.
Sad. It's sad.
It's sad.
It's sad.
Terrible.
Can we get back to you at Kobe? Just, we never finished that, and I want to know.
Oh, yeah, everybody was dressed nice. He was in jeans and a hoodie.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all? That's the end of your story?
Yeah.
So you just ate, and then what?
Went back to Lizzie's and played games.
Oh, so you saw her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were actually decent. Or okay. She actually spoke, and it was fun.
Good.
Yeah.
What'd you play? Have you played Cards Against Humanity again?
Mad Gab.
Okay. It's the same game. Right?
No.
What's the difference?
Mad Gab is the one where you have, like, a saying.
Right. And you put an adjective in there or whatever.
No.
Oh, that's Mad Libs?
Yes.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Okay, what's the difference between Gab and Lib, man?
Mad, if you'd fucking listen!
Well, hurry it up! We don't got
I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's a saying, but they make words, if you say it really fast, the words sound like
the
actual
words. Oh, we did
this
on the show!
Yes, that game.
We did this on the show.
That game.
Okay.
Yes.
That game sucks.
That game.
Sucks.
It's difficult. You're just bad at it. That's the only reason you'll.
And I hate all things I'm not good at, and I attack them. Did you get vape loud enough there, man?
I can't control the loudness.
You can. You can do this. It's very loud vaping. Just no reason for it.
It was just right here. I'm talking into my mic like I should be. I don't want to pull my face back. Fuck off with it. It's not gonna stay.
It's too. You're too.
It's
loud.
Not gonna stay.
You're too loud. Now.
You're loud.
You
got a strong voice.
Yes, I do. I'm very proud of it.
Motherfucker.
Even though you're the loud one today, so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I played Mario Party all day yesterday, so that's what I did.
Is it a new one?
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, man. It's great. I love it.
Great?
It's great.
Oh,
dude.
Wow. Is it great?
It's so great. Like, people came over to my house and hung out with me, and they wanted to.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Every time I do, I'm like, get me the fuck
out of
here.
I know, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I mean, they did leave really early, but still, that's something.
What? Was it your sister and Aaron, or were there more people?
Well, my sister and her boyfriend.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually, like,
enjoyed themselves?
Well, I don't want to go crazy.
Okay.
Okay, let's... I think they had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's leave it. I mean, that's a good neutral baseline, right?
Sure.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you describe your times here? Would you say they're good?
They're horrible. The worst thing ever.
I make some jokes sometimes that are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany laughs at them because she hasn't heard them yet,
yes.
So... Maybe stop getting new girlfriends, and then I'll stop inviting you over because all my drugs won't work.
I think that, yeah,
did I say
that
drunks?
Done. Drugs? Drugs? Jokes?
I think I said drugs instead of jokes.
Oh, my God.
I've been drugging you secretly when you come over for the last 10 years.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm dumb. That makes sense.
It does.
It's dumb pills. You feed me dumb pills?
Yes. He equates it to waterboarding. That's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. That's it.
You're the worst.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
You still gonna come hang out next weekend, man?
Yeah,
because we're gonna be at her house.
Yeah,
you know, tear it up,
destroy it right on the walls,
destroy it, toss it into the fire. I don't know why you sound like Elrond.
What is it?
That's Lord.
Destroy
that's Lord the rings. Destroying the rings, toss it into the fire. And then he goes,
a sealed door?
No. And then he walks away. And I don't, and never to this day don't understand why Eldron's just like, yes, and just pushes him right off the thing, you know?
Guys, them two went in the mountain together. He comes out alone. All the men are going to be like, hey, where's our king?
He tripped.
He tripped?
He tripped.
No, that won't fly.
Why?
Because they won't believe that.
Well, then he just teleports back to Rivendell.
He can't teleport.
Why not?
Elves aren't magic.
Yes, they are.
No.
They got all those horses and stuff in the water. What's that?
That is magic.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So now he could teleport.
He can't teleport.
He could have killed Isildur, saved the world right then. And besides, even if he gave up, isn't his life and Isildur's life worth saving the fate of the world?
Yeah.
So he's being selfish twice.
I said he failed.
He did fail.
Yeah.
I don't know if he said he failed.
No,
I think he threw mankind under the bus.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that? He said mankind failed and evil was allowed to endure.
Yeah.
Like, he took no responsibility.
No, he did. If not,
like, if I was next to you and then you stabbed a lady, like, the police would question me as well.
Oh, for sure.
Even though I, like, accessory to murder is a thing. I couldn't just be like, Colby failed. Not my problem. And then go back to my wooden hut and just hang out for 1,000 years and wait for things to get worse.
I don't know. That might be different.
Why? I feel like if you stab someone
like
and I was there, I'm complicit.
To
Well, I would be, first of all, because you've threatened to stab me more than anyone else in the history of man.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I could just play a tape for the police and be like, look, I was scared for my life. But in all reality, if you're stabbing someone and I don't stop you, it's because I'm allowing you to stab that person.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No, there's a thing called a fear that would overcome you when you are witnessing a person get stabbed.
Did Elrond look scared? He didn't look too scared to me.
Well, stealing the ring and stabbing somebody
also,
are two different things.
Why couldn't he have just elbowed Isildur in the neck, taken the ring and thrown it in the fire himself?
I mean, they should have fought like Sam and Frodo did.
Right, he could have incapacitated him, you know, at the very least. Or at least
they
tried.
They didn't even fight.
Not really. Gollum fought.
Yeah. But both were selfish, and they weren't going to throw it in.
Yeah, because at the end, Sam was like, when Frodo decided to keep it, wasn't Sam just like, don't do it? And he was like all sad and stuff. What is it with that? Is that the influence of the ring? Is that the lore, man?
What? Why?
That
Frodo?
The companion that's there watching them throw it in and sees them fail in the mission is just like the ring like overcomes him and makes him passive.
No, Frodo went invisible. Sam's not that good to figure that shit out and look for footprints. So he was just
that's
like,
true. He did go invisible.
Where'd you go?
Okay. All right. So we'll give Sam the pass. Isildur still just walked right on out of there past Elrond, and Elrond did nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Elrond is the reason that the Lord of the Rings exists. Mm-hmm. So I blame him. Look at these haircuts. Yeah, man. My hair is so cut. It's beautiful. You could do exclamation point haircut in the chat. You
it
know.
Already counted
now,
this one.
We can run that counter up. There's a lot of haircuts that we're behind on. So.
I'll stab you.
There it is.
Will we ever get to a point where you haven't run them up?
Well, there's no way to know because we don't know how many haircuts you've actually had in your entire life.
In my entire life?
Right. When? It doesn't say like...
Get the fuck out
of here. It doesn't say Colby has had a new haircut. It just says Colby has had haircuts, which is technically true.
I guess.
I mean, if you average, let's just say you average 4 a year, which is probably a low on the
That's
low side.
Very low.
Okay, but I'm saying as a kid, like how often do you think your mom took you to get haircuts?
Every 2 months.
Every 2 months? So we say 6 a year?
Sure.
6 times 25, man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now what are we at?
I don't fucking
know. It's 140, right?
150?
150.
Yeah.
It's 150 haircuts, and we're at 18, okay? So we got a long way to go to run that number up, get you some haircuts.
But once it passes 150, plus 18, no more fucking just handouts.
Well, I don't know. I think we got some room.
No more handouts.
I think we got some room.
200 max.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give you 200. We'll pump the brakes at 200.
It's really weird to think I've only had 200 haircuts.
That does seem really low considering your entire mm-hmm. life, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Right now, it's about like a month.
Let's do 500.
It's like every other month.
500 haircuts.
Not every other month. Every month.
I say we pump the brakes at 500.
500 haircuts?
Are you still going
Whoa.
To that barber?
Whoa.
No, move past it. I've already spoken.
Whoa.
Whoa?
Yes. I went to the same barber.
Okay. All right. How's your eye?
It's very itchy. Very dry.
Are you okay?
No.
Did your eye just like literally pulled you out of reality right there?
Yeah, that was a little,
I think what happened is you were like it was comforting.
It was.
And so like you just kind of spaced out and meditated in the comfort of rubbing your own eye.
Mm-hmm. You don't do that?
I try not to during broadcasts.
Probably smart. Sorry, it itched, bro.
It's okay. It's okay, man. I mean, I'm glad to have it in front of us so we could all witness it going down in reality.
So then it is good for being on broadcast.
All right. Whatever.
Gotcha there.
Whatever, man. Hey.
Broke your brain.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
Have you seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet?
I watched it Friday night.
What'd you think, man?
It was good.
I liked it, too.
Yeah, it wasn't like anything crazy good, but
it
was.
Did you see the after credits scene?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's... past the statute of limitations for us to talk about it, or?
Yeah, fuck people. They haven't seen it
just
yet.
Just in general?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter?
No.
I mean, how long has it been out on DVD? Like a week now, right? At least?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been out in the theaters even longer?
Yeah, people have seen it. Yeah. Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Which after credit scene?
Well, the one where they disappear.
Oh, okay.
Like, did you expect it?
I didn't expect all of them.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. Like, they snapped all of them. Mm-hmm. Platano says, wait, it's too late. We already said it.
Well, he didn't know who we were talking about.
Well, all of them is kind of
not
holistic.
All of them.
Well, it's not all of them.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not all of them. It's just
all of them.
Almost all of them. I mean, that's going to have something to do with the fourth movie, right?
Oh, definitely.
Fourth Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. It's not the fourth movie.
Turn your headphones off or something, man.
Nah, just pretend that we're not talking about Ant-Man and we're talking about
cakes.
Cakes, yeah. Let's talk about cakes. Yeah. Right?
Damn.
So, big deal, right?
Yeah, so like the three cakes got turned to ash.
Right.
And then the other cake is just kind of left in the quantum realm.
Yeah. And did you see, I don't know if you saw this, but on Reddit, some guy took the sequence of events from when Thanos snapped and overlaid it over that scene with the cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it lines up perfectly.
What do you mean?
Like, when he snaps and all the cakes start getting eaten.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? In Ant-Man, the cakes that get eaten in Ant-Man also disappear literally at the exact same time. Like, the editor edited up perfectly so, like, you could overlay them and the sequence of events would line up.
What sequence of events? Yeah, I could stick that fucking scene in the middle of any of the scenes of the people, of the cakes getting eaten.
Well, it includes the beginning. Like, where he's in the cake.
Uh-huh.
He or she, cakes don't have genders, are in the quantum realm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it includes that where Thor is, like, twisted it in him. You know, and the idea, here's the point, okay?
Look, get the fuck up.
In Ant-Man, it's blue in the quantum realm.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the snap happens and the cakes are all eaten,
mm-hmm.
the quantum realm turns all orange, like the soul stone, and people think that the cakes, the batter from the cakes, what would you call a soul of a cake? I gotta keep this metaphor going, like how does this work? Like the
inner
the
icing,
the sponge, the spongy sweetness of the cake
mm-hmm.
is transferred at least through the quantum realm.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. That's such a dumb, out of, like, fucking left field.
It's hard to explain with the cakes metaphor.
No, I get exactly what you mean. But just because the color changes in the quantum realm, you're taking a giant leap from that to... They pass through the quantum realm and may or may not be stuck or went through it at some point.
Why?
Because there's no evidence. There's not a single lick of it.
Oh, you think
so,
it's
yeah,
false,
it's,
Dennis?
No. I just, it's just fucking out left field, bruh. That's all I'm saying. I'll look it up. Like, I mean, some I mean, no theories really have any weight because you can't prove anything at this point in time.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. It's just, it was a little much.
Is that a host?
It says Platano.
It just says his name. I think that's a host. Thank you for the host. Just didn't load the image, you know. Top, I think, was in the last week I saw it. It's got to be one of the top posts because it's so good. All right, let's see here. This is my searching Reddit music. What do you think of it? It's pretty good. Here we go. It's right here. Found the post. Okay. So for those who haven't seen it, click this link. Okay, here we go. I don't know what this link is. We're clicking it. Oh, this is the end credit scene. This is literally it. Yeah, I would love to play it, but right now YouTube is pooping. Okay? I'll go back here. Okay. All right, so here's the edited together version. Here we go. Okay. Get ready.
Spoiler alert.
This is all about cakes.
I'm Josh Brolin. I don't know why it's like that. It's very odd.
And see, here comes Thor in here. Okay, y'all see? See how it's lining up? Oh!
I don't get what you mean
get
by line up.
Ready, man. It's lining up.
Buildings. You can line it up at any point in time.
Get it lined up, man.
Oh, my God.
I like how we're in the Avengers because we're kind of in the corner. We should act Avengery.
Sorry.
Punching. That's what Avengers work. I'm sorry.
So dumb.
Controls online.
All right. I assume they're going to use the other quadrants, right?
The collection unit activates when you decouple it.
I don't know either.
It should automatically start absorbing quantum helium particles. Also, make sure you stay out of the Tardigrade field.
It's just Thanos dying.
And don't get sucked into a
you should have gone for the head.
Such a good movie, though.
Okay. Going subatomic in 5, 4, 3.
Okay, I say it's lining up, man.
1.
All right, Scott, this is a mic check.
Multiple buildings over Wakanda.
Oh, the end one.
Say?
Mike check.
Oh, there's old Nick Fury.
Tonight in the quantum world. I just want to make sure.
Where'd he go? Steve?
Okay. Healing particle secured.
Okay, I'll see how it's blue in Ant-Man's universe.
Entry in 5, 4, 3.
Hello?
Still looks
it's getting orange now. See all the things moving through? Hank, see them all, man?
I mean, they were already doing that before.
Oh, they're gone. People turning to dust. There goes Maria Hill. Rest in pieces.
Guys. Okay, seriously, don't joke around.
Huh?
Bring me up.
Huh?
I don't know what to... What,
huh?
What
is no place to die?
What you're freaking out about, bro?
Huh?
I don't know what you're freaking out about.
Lines up, man!
It doesn't line up. Yes, you can take it and line it up.
Lines up, man!
I'm gonna kill you. Stop saying lines up.
But it lines up. Okay, so we got that, right? Okay, so it says, around the time Thanos snapped his finger down to the seconds. If you watch Infinity War, how Bucky disappears. Also, if you need to light up, so that's a video we just watched. So he says that before and after Scott retrieves a quantum particle is a deep blue and almost calm state, but seconds before the Pyms disappear, we begin to see orange start to fill the realm. Orange is the color of the soul stone. Then the camera pans out and we see the orange orbs traveling around the realm. What do you think, man?
Come on, man. Come on, that's it. We solved it.
Well, solved it. No, okay, whatever.
We solved it, man.
Whatever. I can kind of see that since the quantum realm's kind of like out of... It's not really out of time, but...
Well, there's other stuff in here.
I don't know, man.
I could probably go through these... I could probably go through all these comments. Like, there's another one in here that... I don't remember where it is. I'm not going to look for it. I'll just try to explain.
I don't get why everybody's like, it all syncs up.
Because we're trying to figure... Because it syncs up, man!
I don't get that.
It lines up, man.
It does not get
it. It lines up.
Yeah, you can line it up by overlapping it like that.
Lined it up.
That's not a big deal. I don't think
you're like fixated on like okay as soon as he like as soon as one person turns to ash you just line it up with the first time someone else turns to ash that you line it up. But see the thing is that after you line it up the first time then it still stays in sync, man. That's the crazy part, dude.
Oh my god,
that's what's so crazy. It lines up.
Done.
Man. It lines up.
Move on.
No, you can't. Move
I can't.
On. It's so cool.
Stand you right now.
What's this? Okay, I don't know what this is. This might get too nerdy for us really quick.
Yeah, it might get into
spoiler
territory.
It might get
super.
Well, I don't care about spoilers. Like, what's this? Okay, that's even more the nerdy. Okay, look at this comment right here. You see it? Holy crap, that's perfectly lined up. See? See, it's not even in reference, but it lines up. Just saying it now to infuriate you. Is it working?
Oh my god, it's so stupid.
Is it working, Matt?
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Say like this. Say let's see. I like 100% convinced. I'm not 100% convinced.
Yeah, good reading there.
Even though it's purposely synced, yep, as it is in that link, he hasn't absorbed any of the Avengers' souls. I'm not sure if the Soul Stone and Quantum Realm need to be connected. Why not exist as separate entities? That's what Menace was saying. Say, however, all the little floaty things must appear for a reason. They've rendered them for a reason. They show up at that time for a reason. Why else show it?
Get the fuck out of my face.
Lines up, man.
I don't know. I would say that it might be a thing, but no. I doubt it. I doubt it's a thing.
I mean,
him being in the quantum realm, I feel like will be a thing.
Well, like,
obviously.
How does he get out?
Great question. Tony comes in and like presses a button.
But how does he know he's there? Also, Tony's on tight.
Yeah, well, he can fly back.
In what? His bicycle?
Yeah, I really don't know how it gets back.
I don't know how any of this stuff happens. I feel like Ant-Man's going to rescue them all.
Maybe.
Because it lines up. Oh, no, I just thought that was cool.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Did you think it was cool because it lined up?
I did!
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Lines up.
It lines up.
Did it line up?
It lines up, and it's very cool for that exact reason.
So stupid.
I don't know, man.
I just think, if there's any more to that scene from Ant-Man, either at the beginning or at the end, regardless, where the scene ends or starts, you could still line up the time of the people turning to ash with the other people turning to ash.
Yeah, but then it stays lined up.
It doesn't! They're completely separate things!
They stayed lined up.
They didn't! Oh, God, I hate you. It makes no sense what you're saying.
It makes so much sense that
no.
You can't comprehend it.
Yeah, you can line up when everyone gets snapped
uh-huh.
out of existence.
Yes, but then it stays lined up.
How does it stay lined up?
Because things happen at the same time.
What things?
Things, man.
What things, bro? Explain yourself.
Visual elements. Yeah, respect the line, Colby. Hey, Rocket, what's up, man? Respect the line.
I hate you. The line I respect. Because, yes, you can line up the scenes where everyone's getting turned to ash.
Yeah.
But nothing else after that line lines up.
Yeah, I think it all lines up. I think it does. Also, Rocket, you've got an hour and 10 minutes at least left in the show, so. Not at all at the end. Thanos things, man. Thanos things. Colby literally wants to die.
Replay
right now.
The fucking scene.
You
man. Want
to see it again?
Replay the scene.
Okay, hold on. Maybe we should watch this. Maybe we should watch this. This is the second time I've seen it. Okay, so the Russo brothers posted this to Instagram. Aftermath of Obliteration of Eternity. Okay? Which is a reference to this. Let's just watch this, see what happens. No idea what this is. This is what they posted. It kind of looks like the Quantum Realm a little bit, man. How trippy would it be to be in that room, by the way?
It'd be pretty awesome.
There's people in there ruining it,
dude.
A
whole lot of mirrors, bro.
Whatever this music is, I want this to just play during our show. It's going to make everything we say
aliens, bro.
Sound like way more conspiracy.
Aliens, bro. Okay, it's just this.
It's literally this the entire time. Okay. And so the Reddit is saying this makes it a lot more credible. It just sounds like something that was Cyrus. Reddit, you're not helping me, man. You're not helping me, man. You're not helping me. Where's the first one where it said that? Nope.
I said
okay.
What?
So I think you were onto something that all syncs up. Yeah, this is where the Russos pointed. This art exhibit is what it's about. The first orb shows up after Bucky turns into dust.
No, it doesn't.
Holy crap, that's perfectly lined
no,
up.
No, it
that's
doesn't.
That's what it says.
Well, then watch it again. It
says, excellent catch, man.
What orb?
In the...
There's orbs floating around everywhere, man.
We have to watch it again.
Skip forward a little bit.
I can't. It's on stream.
No, you can skip forward a little bit.
I literally can't do
How
anything.
Do you full screen? You full screened it the first time. See, you can skip forward a little bit.
My computer's just being a turd. Okay.
Yeah, you're a turd.
Okay. First orb appears right as Bucky is turned to dust, it says.
Mic check. 1-2. 1-2.
Where'd he go?
Okay, so here... All right, so we're going to watch these two screens up here. All right, here we go. So see, there goes Bucky. He died. There's the orb. Ah! You see it, man?
Three.
Perfectly
okay.
Lined up.
There you go.
And see a whole bunch more start to appear behind him. Funny. And then see a whole lot.
You told me yourself not to screw around.
See now people start dissolving. We go back into the Ant-Man realm.
Guys. Okay, seriously, don't joke around. Bring me up. Let's go.
No, I mean, that's the end of it. Yeah, that's the end of it.
That's it? They don't show him again?
No. So the only lined up thing is Bucky. Hello?
Yeah, but then they start showing up en masse. Like, look at them all.
Hank, quit screwing around. You told me yourself not to screw around.
Like, look at all those things in there, man. That's a lot of orbs, dude.
I don't know.
Just out of nowhere, you know? Like, where's the first time he's in there? See, it's not nearly as orangey. See, it's kind of orange in the background.
Let's play it again, bitch.
See, there's like orange in the background. Okay.
Where'd he go?
But see, there's no bulbs in the background. And see, there's the bulbs start showing up, dude.
4, 3.
Hello?
No, man.
All right, that makes more sense with the lineup.
Yeah, because it's lined up. Okay. Well, that's what I'm
saying. I
gotcha. Saying.
I get it now. I had to take it and digest it, and then I understood.
Now you respect the line?
Well, you didn't say anything about the fucking orb, bitch.
I didn't think I needed to. I thought lined up was pretty self-explanatory, that it was lined up. Menace even said it. Thanos things, dude. Come on. Keep up.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Who said it?
Menace.
Where?
Thanos things.
Mm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And then Taylor's like, the lines are endless, it all lines up. You should have just paid attention.
I should have. Whatever.
There's color, but the orbs come as soon as he dies. That's exactly right. I agree with Mr. Reddit. Okay? He's like, they animated those for a reason. Like, they could have just left it that static, pinkish background, like they, you know. Because there's pink, there's orange, there's blues in there.
No, I bet you're right.
But then the orbs show up
as
Bucky
right.
gets snapped because it lines up.
That makes sense.
Yep. Can we talk about how Plotino said that it's the first of the universe to vape?
Just got vaped in
the
dust.
He
man.
Got vaped, bro. Thanos made the biggest vape cloud there ever was.
How can you tell it lines up if the lines are ashy? All
right, that's just disrespectful to the dead. All right, let's. Dude, I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's so crazy.
You don't think that's crazy?
Oh, that's crazy, man.
I'm going to be really mad.
Well, he obviously knew something had to do with Ant-Man.
Here's the thing. It's totally possible that they just did that as a cliffhanger. Like, how's he going to get out? And it has absolutely nothing to do with anything else besides the fact that the three people are dead.
No.
I'm sorry, cakes are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we just played the clips. Everyone knows that they're dead now. They're no longer cakes. It's the three people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their names.
Me either.
Pims.
Hank.
Wasp, Pym, and Mother Wasp.
Yep. That's, I don't remember their names. That's it, man. You got them.
We should know their names, man.
Nah.
We should at least know.
I watched it Friday, and I can't tell
Kate
you.
Kate from Lost, whatever her name is.
No idea.
God, what is her name? I don't know. Yeah, and Hawkeye's going to show up. Like, I imagine Hawkeye shows up because his family dies, right?
Hope
is it. Is that Hope? Oh, we got it, dude. We're the best. I mean, Hawkeye's going to show up because his family gets destroyed, I'm guessing. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they're going to go back.
He's going to be evil Hawkeye.
Like, I'm assuming they're going to go to Avengers Complex, and that's where Hawkeye's going to show up and be like, what happened? You know? What'd you do to our family? You know, that's what it's going to be like.
I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. How's Tony going to get back? Because
I don't know, man.
He's there with Nebula. Those are the only two left on Titan. And she crashed her fucking ship into Thanos.
She crashed him.
So that's not a ship that's viable.
No.
Maybe the Guardian ship?
That could be. That's probably
still
there.
Then again, he threw a fucking moon at the planet.
Yeah.
So it probably hit that ship.
I don't know.
Janet,
yeah,
Hake,
because the other ship, the pod that Rocket and Thor had, they would have just left it on Nevelir or whatever.
They used the Bifrost.
Because they used the Bifrost, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, Peter Dinklage, you mind if we just park this here for a while and come back for it later unless we die and then, you know.
I mean, no. Why was he the only one going back to Titan?
Are you talking about the Ebony Maw?
Squidward, yes, him.
Well, I think everyone was going back to Titan. They just never got the stones. I think if they would have ripped the stone out of What's-His-Face's head,
mm-hmm.
they would have went back to Titan.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because I think Thanos is just annoyed by all the battles.
But why was Thanos even going to Titan?
That's his home, man, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, but he hadn't been there in forever because, one, it's destroyed.
I don't know.
Two, he lives on his big-ass fucking ship.
Well, no, he has that farm. Maybe his farm's on Titan. We don't know.
It's not, because that. Did you see Titan?
Not just that one part sucked. There might be some natural beauty.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know,
I'm poking holes, man.
You are poking holes.
Poking some holes.
You're poking holes, dude. You're breaking the Avengers. Stop doing it. Stop doing it.
They just wanted a set piece.
Did you see it?
Wanted to be on Titan.
You saw the big thing that Chris Evans posted on Twitter that, like, he's basically done with Captain America, right?
I just saw something in there or something
about...
He was
like, he's basically like, these last 10 years as Captain America, but one of the greatest roles in my life. And, like, it was very, very final.
I'm done.
Yeah. Well, like, he didn't come out and say it.
Why the fuck's he doing that now?
Well, I don't know.
Wait until the next movie's out.
Well, he phrased it as he's wrapping the Avengers 4, like he's done shooting it.
Mm.
So you could technically take it as he loved shooting the Avengers. But everyone knows that he's done, right?
He's done. Yeah. That boy done.
Right.
That boy done.
Well, they're all done except for Thor, which I don't understand, because why would Chris Evans ain't going to do anything better than that?
He wants to go do dramatic shit, bro.
Why? So he can go grow creepy mustaches again?
Yeah.
He's retiring just in time to become Johnny Storm again. Dude, that'd be great, actually.
No.
That'd be great.
Robert said that he doesn't want to do an Iron Man 4.
Right. Well, I think he wants to be in it, but I don't think Marvel wants to pay him.
Yeah.
I think Chris Evans is the only one that's actually like, I'm done being this character.
Hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to be Iron Man?
I was like, why would you turn that money down?
I don't know why you'd turn... I could see turn... I don't know. Does it feel weird to say that I could see turning down Captain America?
I don't know.
I feel like he kind of got robbed in The Last Avengers.
He did.
Yeah, right?
He fucking did, man.
But then again, Civil War, Winter Soldier, those are both Captain America movies.
Those are the top.
Those don't stack up. Like, Iron Man 3, 2, probably even 1 doesn't even compare to how good those two movies are.
So, they really don't.
He already got his time to shine, you know?
Mm.
They need to start giving some more to my Doctor Strange.
Fuck that guy.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Nah.
We were both Cumberbitches, and now we're not? Is that what you're telling me?
I am still, but I don't... He's not. Mm.
Dude, when he like, makes a million copies of him and then whips him with that rope, dude... Mm.
Would you take a million Cumberbitches?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all at once?
Anywhere they wanted it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Do that spell again, baby. That's all I gotta say. He was fine.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's kind of a dick.
I'm tired of Bucky.
Why?
To be honest. I guess I should say this. I'm not tired of Bucky. I'm tired of there being no Bucky. Like, Winter Soldier, Bucky's bad at the end. He remembers. Okay?
A little bit.
Yeah. Civil War, it's all about finding Bucky. He's barely in it, though. He's kind of mopey the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then in Infinity War, he's in it for 3 minutes, and then he turns to dust.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like we ever got to see Bucky be Bucky, you know?
I think, yeah. Falcon.
He's gone.
Falcon,
we
Natasha.
We got way more Falcon than we do Bucky. Would you agree with that?
No.
You don't think so?
I mean, in comparison, yes, he had more screen time, but they are both very small.
Well, yeah, but I feel like just over the arc of all
you got
Marvel,
a lot of Guardians, you got a lot of Iron Man, you got a decent amount of Spider-Man, decent amount of Strange.
I could use more Spider-Man.
Me too.
Yeah. That dude, the video game Spider-Man, literally made me a Spider-Man fan.
Yeah. Like, and Tom Holland is really good.
He is. Like, I didn't know. I was never really a fan of Spider-Man. Like, I've talked about this on the show. Like, I don't dislike Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's fine. You know.
Yeah.
But I never really liked him as a superhero.
No, Tobey Maguire turned him off for me.
It's not, like, I don't. Yeah, maybe that's it. Like, that might have been my only real
way too gross
window to Spider-Man.
It's just a way too gross.
But after playing that video game for, what, 30 hours or whatever it is, spending, like, as Spider-Man.
Right,
like, going
as a
back,
good take on
Spider-Man. Right, and then watching the movies, right. Like, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, like, is awesome, actually.
He's pretty cool, man.
He's fun. Mm-hmm. He's a fun superhero.
Right. Yep. You got a lot of them. Thor got too much screen time, I think. With his whole Nevadalir shit.
Nah, man. Give me more Thor.
Nah.
We could have just followed Thor for all of Avengers 4. I would have been fine with it, man.
Nah.
I love Thor. Hey, speaking of Thor. Oh, and I did skip. I need to rewatch the first Avenger. With Bucky in part one. Like Captain America First Avenger.
Oh.
Because technically, yeah, Bucky's all over that movie. I just forgot completely about it. Like, to me, Captain America starts in Avengers. But it shouldn't, I need to go back and watch it.
I have never rewatched that one.
I don't feel like, I think I maybe watched it twice.
Yeah.
Once in the theaters, then I rewatched it once.
It was just a little too campy for me, man. They had, like, giant-ass fucking tanks and
like,
shit.
It's like the real...
It's like that stuff's still not around.
I don't know. For some reason, that one feels more like an origin story to me.
Yeah, because it's not now.
It's not yeah, I don't know. Time. Because, like, even, like, the Iron Man, Doctor Strange, like, all those origin stories, mm-hmm. like, they don't... feel like origin stories as much.
Well, that one's just set so far back from the current universe, I think. Like, you could think during Doctor Strange, like, Iron Man somewhere doing something.
Right.
Like, what is Tony doing right now?
Well, and they're both, situation? I don't know, they might also be interesting because they're interesting without powers. You know?
Brittany said that's one of the best? The first one? The first Captain?
We need to rewatch it,
I guess.
I mean, Brittany likes it. You know, she loves good movies like Jurassic World 2, so I take her opinion very seriously.
She didn't like 2 as much as 1.
That doesn't
But help. Regardless, yeah, 1.
She liked any part of it.
Dude, Chris Pratt.
Well,
and he didn't even get enough lines, bro.
I'm surprised.
He
dude.
Was a really bad Chris Pratt in that movie.
He tried way too hard with the like, if you're Chris Pratt,
big old buff, I'm the hero kind of part.
If your other role
should have been funnier
is Star-Lord,
mm-hmm.
and you know you have to be whoever he is in Jurassic World 2, aren't you going to do the bare minimum, Chris Pratt?
What?
I mean, don't you look at Chris Pratt in that movie and see him phone it in and be like, all right, I respect him because I would phone it in for this movie too?
No, because you could have not phoned it in
would
and gotten a better script. No, the movie itself was terrible.
So
but it's Jurassic
it
World, man.
And?
You could make it better. Just like Star Wars. It's fucking Star Wars, but Star Wars sucks ass.
Let's talk about this, man. Because I didn't even know this was happening. And speaking of the guy who directed...
talking about The Mandalorian?
Thor Ragnarok. Yes, this thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what this is. What's happening with this thing?
It's probably... Well, we talked about it like a week ago, that Disney was going to start their own series
so
of shit.
So they're doing it with Star Wars, too?
That's my guess. Yeah, because it's Jon Favreau.
Yeah, that's exactly... So... Taika Waititi, or whatever his name is, that did Thor Ragnarok, is directing one of the episodes. Jon Favreau is producing the entire thing, and he's, like, responsible for a big part of how good the Marvel Universe is.
Yeah, he had the... Everybody said first phase was Favreau.
That's Favreau, yeah.
Second phase was more Whedon from Avengers on to Avengers 2.
And then third is a lot of James Gunn.
And then the third is No, the Russos and James.
Well,
Gunn.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
those are the main two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone had more influence on Marvel, in my opinion, than James Gunn and the Russo brothers.
Right.
Clearly,
like, but James Gunn had the comedy that made it what it is,
right,
today,
and he made it mystical
Russos,
without it being,
right,
weird.
Had the set in,
yes,
kind of grimy.
Yeah, and
realism.
they made superheroes not ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, somehow Marvel is ridiculous. They're going and starting restarting stars and stuff.
Well,
like,
Civil War, it just was a complete different take.
Agreed.
On the standard cookie cutter, like, way,
yeah,
of,
well,
how...
Well, they even did Winter Soldier that way.
A little bit. But, yeah. I mean, in the end, he fought the bad guy, won, technically. Well, not really.
Yeah, not really.
He did, but... Then he kind of gave in. But anyways, Civil War is so much different. Because, yeah, there's the villain, but really it's just them versus themselves.
Right.
Like a.
But you can think about it like Winter Soldier, Captain America wasn't even there when they killed the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, I would consider Bucky the bad guy.
In that movie? Really?
Yeah. Winter Soldier, yes.
Eh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know.
Not the only one. Not the leading
one. I mean, to
one.
Me, the looming power of... Hydra was,
yeah,
the bad guy point. Of that, or,
yeah,
the bad guy of that. I don't know. Anyway, the point is that Jon Favreau set up the universe.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't even be an opportunity for Whedon to come,
right,
in, or the Russo brothers to come in, or James Gunn to come in and do anything
without,
if Favreau
stuff.
Hadn't made,
well,
Iron,
know,
Man,
yeah,
good
Favreau's
to begin with.
Very good.
So now he's taken Star Wars. I mean, this, it's an image. This says nothing. Because literally you could put a cosplayer in a setting like this and be,
yes,
like, wow, it's so good, and it would have nothing to do with how good it is. To me, I didn't know they were doing TV shows for Star Wars. Did,
yeah,
did you know that? I thought that this was a movie. It's a TV series?
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know it is,
right,
but look at this thing, man.
Yeah, no, I just remember us talking that saying that Disney was going to do it with Marvel characters, and then it wasn't a far stretch to go that they'll do it with Star Wars.
I mean, is there... Like, maybe we should...
Because this is probably a better place to put, like, Solo would have been,
yeah,
their streaming service,
well,
and give them different episodes.
I would have
but
to think
the
so,
but make the big,
right,
blockbuster ones, like, the main story,
all
or
right,
change it up or something. I don't know, man.
Here, director revealed. Let's look at this. This is from StarWars.com. Production of the first Star Wars live-action streaming series has begun. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know there was having one. After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire, before the emergence of the First Order, follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic. The series will be written and executive produced by Emmy-nominated producer and actor Jon Favreau, as previously announced. With Dave Filoni, who did Clone Wars and Rebels, directing the first episode. Additional episodic directors include Deborah Chow, who did Jessica Jones, Rick Famuyiwa, which is dope. I think that's like a well-regarded show, right? Or movie, dope.
What?
Bryce Dallas Howard. And Taika Waititi.
Right?
Thor Ragnarok.
Bryce Dallas Howard's the bitch in fucking...
Yeah, but I mean, you can't just throw away
Chris
Pratt.
I didn't know she was a director.
Well, she's Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah,
so that's good. His track record with Star Wars is fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Totally. Really,
yeah,
great.
And Taika Waititi.
Mm.
Executive produced by Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni, Kathleen Kennedy, boo, and Colin Wilson. Karen Gilbert.
Well, yeah,
executive
I heard that Taika had a meeting with Marvel, and they were wondering what... Or Disney. I don't know,
like,
if it was Disney specific or not, but he had a meeting. He was, or it was rumored that he was going to take over Guardians 3.
Well, that would make sense. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that.
But this might be what he was having a meeting about.
Well, if Kathleen Kennedy starts stealing talent from Marvel,
yeah,
that's probably the smartest thing she could possibly
probably,
do.
Probably, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all honesty,
yeah,
there's not much difference between the fantasy of Star Wars and the fantasy of Marvel.
Right.
If they just get the tone to be space opera.
And then they'll cross over.
Superhero. Dude,
oh!
What if Boba Fett just crushes Thanos?
Oh! You're going to ruin my childhood, but I'm okay with that. Burn it down. Burn it down. Let the past die.
Thanos unzips, takes off his outer shell, and inside is Kylo Ren.
He's thick enough.
He sure is. His pants are pulled up high enough, I'll tell,
yeah,
you that. Dude, I'm telling you. I did not know that that was a thing, and that single-handedly gets me kind of hyped for Star Wars. Because, one, it's not Boba Fett.
Yeah.
It's some random
it's
dude.
It's also in between the times that we have no idea what happened.
Right. So they have free reign with the character. They have free reign with the setting. Because now all the nerds who are really mad about all the stuff they shouldn't be mad about, because we talked about last week, they really only have, like, 9 hours of content to even get mad about.
Yep.
Now it's completely someone new, so they can't get mad. And then they have good directors on it, good writers on it. I'm hyped.
Yeah, I mean, they got Rebels and Clone Wars technically are canon, but I mean, those are before all of this.
Right.
Rebels is before A New Hope.
But people love that series, right? Like, don't people love those animated
series?
Clone
Wars is great. Rebels is not as great.
Well, isn't
I mean,
Rebels
still.
More for children?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Clone Wars has some really stupid episodes.
Right.
Very campy and stupid, but very, like, then also pretty...
Some dark stuff.
Dark stuff, man.
Huh.
Clones die a lot.
Never seen
and
it.
And it's
hey,
sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, man.
It's sad.
It's sad.
Just remember they executed orders.
It lines up, so. Man.
It lines up, dude.
It
lines up! I don't know. I just... Like, Black Widow, Loki, Boba Fett, all these TV series.
Mm-hmm. Dude, just as long as they have the budget they need.
It's Disney.
I'm good. If they want to rival Netflix, they better get some fucking budget.
Well, it sounds like they've already surpassed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, name three things on Netflix you're excited about, because I named three things on Disney streaming service that doesn't even exist yet that I'm psyched about.
I mean, maybe that's their play.
Well,
I mean, instead of having... Netflix is going for quantity right now, I think.
Right.
And I feel like Disney should focus on quality.
It's so funny, because we might have talked about this on the show, how HBO is deciding to stop doing quality, and instead they've like said they're going to do quantity just like Netflix does. And I think we talked about on the show is like, all these people have more money than God. Why don't they do quality and quantity?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in HBO's case. Because, because I feel like Netflix is different to me. Because they literally satisfy everyone from 3 to 300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everybody. There's stuff on there for old people who want to watch travel documentaries. There's stuff on there for anime people. There's stuff on there for people like you that just want action stuff, blowing it up. You know, there's like, think pieces for all the hoity-toities out there. There's cartoons for kids. There's How to Train Your Dragon spinoffs. Like, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of it's good, but... Something on there is good to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? Disney, they probably don't need to do that. Like, because they're new with their streamers, they can come out and be like, look, you have all the Disney classics. It's exactly what you would expect. You have all the Disney computer animated movies. That's out there for everybody. It's exactly what you expect. And then we have these think pieces that are everything to everyone, just like our Marvel movies are, with good scripts, good set pieces, can be watched by all ages. And then it's on their streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Where HBO is still going to try to be HBO, edgy.
Yeah. Cuss and nudity. And
right.
Things.
So it's funny that Disney is just kind of being like, nah, we're going to do just quality, but also because we're Disney, there's a ton of it.
Oh, well, yeah, they have a giant back catalog that people love.
Right.
So, I mean.
But so does HBO.
That gives it some
like,
value.
Do you ever think about getting HBO Go just because then you get the back catalog? Like, I don't feel like anyone does that. Like, you get HBO Go because you can watch Game of Thrones without having to pay for cable.
Yeah.
You don't ever go, wow, I can't wait to go back and rewatch The Sopranos. Like,
right.
I don't feel a lot of people do that.
I don't.
But
yeah.
For
I don't know
me,
a lot
like,
of older game or HBO good series.
Right.
Like The Wire.
Right. Like, but have you ever gone back and watched it?
I tried. I couldn't.
Like,
I couldn't
it's one of the best reviewed movie shows of all time, and it's on there, and everyone can just watch it, you know? And it's just, it's there, but no one cares.
Right.
But, like, to me, like, if I go back and watch WALL-E anytime I want it, that's kind of cool, you know? I don't know. Bunny, thanks for the follow.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I don't know, man. It just blows my mind that I didn't realize it was going to be this big of a deal. I just assumed it was going to have Cinderella 1, 2, and 3 on it, and then all the kids were going to buy it, and that was the whole idea. But now they're doing these, like, serious television series. I mean, I would cancel my subscription to Netflix for this if it wasn't for The Witcher. I mean, why?
I don't. Well, no.
I mean, what?
Nothing right now I'm watching is on Netflix.
It's hard, man.
Then again, I'm not watching much.
There are good shows on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know if they're worth paying for.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix to me is just like there's nothing else to get. So I might as well just have Netflix because there is stuff to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if someone canceled it, what would I watch?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, Britt said Sherlock, but Sherlock's BBC America, it's probably on Amazon Prime.
I
guess
the
thing
too.
About those streaming services, mm-hmm. unless they're original, they're probably on multiple things.
Yeah.
You know? Like, here's this article. I think this is funny. Like, where's it at? Okay. So this right here is a headline. The rise of Netflix competitors has pushed consumers back towards piracy. BitTorrent uses a bounce back because there's too many streaming services and too much exclusive content. So what's happened is back in the day of cable, people used to BitTorrent all the time because it was so hard to get everything.
Yes.
Well, then there was this lull where Netflix and all these streaming services started to appear, and people would be like, okay, I can just pay $10 a month and I can watch these movies. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Well, now there's 80. There's Hulu, there's Prime, there's CBS All Access, there's Netflix, there's HBO, there's Showtime, there's mm-hmm. Cinemax, there's all of the ones you got to pay for to have access to.
Yep.
I mean, there's a literal app on the iPhone called TV where you type in your username and password because there's so many stinking apps
mm-hmm.
that they made an app that just signs you into apps. It's Appception. It's the stupidest thing ever, really.
No, yeah, that's
okay?
true.
And so now what's happening is that people like me and you are like, okay, well, I want Disney because I want to watch The Mandalorian and I want to watch Loki, all right?
But the great thing about these services, I believe,
mm-hmm.
is they're cancel anytime.
They are.
So you can just pay for it, watch what you want to watch for that month.
Yes.
And then unsubscribe.
You could do that. But that's also a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did it take you to cancel Hulu?
Not long.
I remember you got a free trial and you let it run out.
Well, that's because I'm lazy.
But, like, also, like, well, I think that's my point. It's a lot of work. You're lazy. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, but it was easier than I thought.
Yeah, but you only canceled it because we don't pirate videos now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that you wanted to watch, you had access to through other totally legal means.
Nope.
Correct?
Nah, except one show.
What one show?
Last Man Standing. Not on that.
You know
site.
What? My respect grew for that site just right now. That actually blows my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it comes. I don't know, man. There's a few shows that Chris, she wants to watch Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
And, like, it goes to Netflix, but it's really slow. Hmm. But now they stopped putting it on Netflix because it's on CBS All Access.
Ah.
And so, pirate it. And it's funny how, like, all these people, like, the whole idea was we're going to make it really convenient for everybody to watch our stuff, that we're going to make money off subscription fees. But now everyone is doing that, so now it's back to, my entertainment bill is not a cable bill for $200. Now it's 20 streaming services for $10, and it's the same exact situation. So mm-hmm. people are like, forget it. If CBS has one show called Star Trek Discovery I have to watch, I'm just going to pirate that and not pay $10 a month.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, because it's getting ridiculous.
There's so many.
Every goddamn thing now has them. I just downloaded a new gym app.
Yeah.
That lets me track what I do at the gym.
And
it's got a yearly subscription.
Dude.
For it to store my workouts.
Right.
Which are just data.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. No, man, I've been looking for apps because I finally updated my phone to iOS 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I could do normal apps again.
Yeah.
And so I've been looking, like, the most, like, every single one of them that's recommended or looks really cool. Every single one of them has a subscription to unlock.
Everything has in-app purchases now, man.
I don't want it.
I know.
I don't want it.
Every single one. I tried to download a sleep app.
Yeah.
To track my sleep.
Yeah.
And then it was like, to view what happened, because it records the audio in your sleep, you have to pay. I downloaded a meditation app.
Yeah.
And then it had, like, daily meditation. Uh-huh. But if you had a stress one that you wanted
to
do.
You wanted to pick a specific one.
A specific kind of mental.
Right.
Yeah, you had to pay.
Yeah.
Everything's pay.
Yeah. There's too many of them. It's too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally have a credit card that all I put on it is just my subscription services.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them. Like, next month I'm going to get charged my yearly fee for the credit card. And so it's going to take up all my available credit next month.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my subscription services are going to not be charged. And I'm going to have to deal with that next month.
What did you say? What?
Okay, like I have like $100 on the card every month mm-hmm. when I pay the bill because I'm broke. I won't pay minimums. Well, the yearly fee for the credit card is going to take up most of that free credit.
Why do you have
credit?
A yearly fee for a credit card?
Back when I rolled deep, nice credit cards have yearly fees.
Oh. Huh? Well, then don't do that.
Well, how am I supposed to undo it now?
Cancel. Transfer your debt to another card that doesn't have an annual fee.
You don't know how credit cards work, do you?
That is how credit cards work.
You can't. It's not how they work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
how
they
balance work, transfer.
But you have to be able to have a credit card that has an empty balance in order to transfer it.
I mean, there are banks that do that specifically for
that
reason.
Yeah, but they don't do it for people who don't have jobs.
That's a great point.
Like less than minimum wage.
It's a great point.
Or, you know.
So I know how credit cards work, but you just can't get a credit card. Okay.
Yeah. So you shouldn't assume that they would work for me.
Well.
Anyway, the point is that I have 30 things that are going to charge this card, and I'm going to have to move them all around, and it's going to but it cancels some stuff that month because it's going to be like, do I really need this? Nope. I'm in here anyway. Bye.
You could sell your shoes.
No, I don't want to sell my shoes. Well, I need them, man.
You need them for nothing.
I got a great app for you, Colby, for saving workouts for free: Notepad and Pencil. You mean to ban them?
Yep.
How dare you not appreciate our high-tech lifestyle?
It also generates workouts for me.
What app is it? What's the name of it?
It's called something Fitbod, something like
Fitbod,
that.
Fitbod, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What's a pirate's favorite letter? A cease and desist. That's hilarious, actually. I've gotten several of those in my life, and I don't enjoy them. They're not my favorite menace. That is a lie. Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah. Today's my chest workout, and I'm very excited about it. So this show needs to hurry the fuck up.
What do you mean? You already
worked
out
today. I want to get to the gym. I ran. That's not working out.
That's working out.
No, that's trying to wake up for the shit.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but it's still working out.
Eh.
I'm telling you, man, you got to get this record app. It's the best app ever.
What's that?
It doesn't give you exercises, though, so it wouldn't be good for
you.
It tracks everything. Tracks your sleep. Tracks your steps. Tracks your workouts. Tracks everything. Tracks your calories. It's great. Tracks your mood for the day.
I'm not okay with that.
I don't track my mood anymore because it's sad. Sad to rate everything a 6. You know, it's just, all right. When's that 9 coming?
Never.
Yeah, exactly. So I stopped tracking it. Now I just assume I always have 9. Did I not get the cookies delivered? I mean, ZFM told me to, first of all, they're not cookies. Okay, I just want that. Just to be clear. I mean, she said not cookies, but I just want everyone to know. Not cookies. Kobe has no idea what we're talking about.
Nope.
But ZFM said they arrived today, but the P.O. box is closed today. So I'm going to have to go check tomorrow. By the way, when does that P.O. box renew?
I don't know. Why?
I was going to talk to you about this off air, but now we're talking about it. So
why?
Because we need to get a better one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I know you pay for it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like weird that I ask you to move it.
Move it to what?
We need one that isn't just open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
Because I can't go get stuff. We need to go to the actual post office.
It charged in September.
Is it 3 months?
Mm-hmm. So it would be done this month? No.
So you need to cancel it, and then we need to get another one at another place.
How do I cancel it?
You have to log on to USPS, man.
Okay. Yeah, that's how I got it, I think, was online.
I would log on to there, and you might even be able to transfer it. But we need to get one at the post office at actual Harry by the airport, because they have a 24-hour lobby, and I can go at 9 o'clock at night and get my packages.
Gotcha.
Because literally right now, Chris is going to have to go after work tomorrow, because the only time they're open is 8 to 5.
I gotcha.
What kind of post office is only open 8 to 5?
Really shitty ones.
Right. So the earliest I'm going to have the not cookies is Tuesday. Because even though technically they're here, I can't get them until tomorrow afternoon.
I'll get them.
You're not allowed to eat my cookies, man.
I'm stealing them.
I'll
I got a key.
I mean, technically you're paying... No, you don't. You gave me your only key.
No, I have the other key.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I found the other key.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
I gave you the other key. This one. That's the P.O. box.
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah,
I did not expect it.
Motherfucker.
Well...
Did Streamlabs just quit out? Because it's not on the top anymore with the names. Or did it just reset?
What the heck?
Did it just reset?
Who knows?
I don't know.
No, it's just being a turret. It'll come back in a minute, probably.
All right.
Drive to the airport. Okay. In Wichita, there's one post office. Like, there's lots of post offices, but there's one big one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the post office, and it's by the airport. And it's only like 3 or 4 miles from my house, where the P.O. box that we rent is 8 to 5. Well, the post office itself is 8 to 5, but the door, like, you walk in, and then on this side is post office boxes, and on this side is the post office where people work.
Mm-hmm.
So after 5, they just lock this side.
Right, and they could totally do that at the one that we have,
yes,
but I don't know why they don't do it.
Yeah,
it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's stupid. And so I can't go, like, on Sundays, and I can't go on the evening, or even the morning. Like, it's stupid. It's dumb. And I hate it.
You know what would help with that?
What's that?
Having a car.
It would, but I'd still hate it.
Yeah.
doesn't change facts.
I'll go tomorrow on my lunch and grab your cookies.
I mean, if you want to, but Chris is already going, so it doesn't. You don't need to do that. Save you just want to eat my cookies.
I'm also, yeah, holding your cookies.
I will save cookies for you. You're paying for the P.O. box. I'll save some cookies for you. You wouldn't like them anyway. They're too delicious, and you hate goodness. Mm-hmm. You know what they are? They're alfajores. They're Argentinian cookies.
Well, now I'm definitely eating them.
They're not cookies, just for the record.
I don't know what that means.
It's hard to explain. They're basically cakes, is what I've been told. I've never had them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely eating those. Those look awesome.
So, yeah, look at that. Look at that thing, dude. That is baked love right there, man.
No, I mean, yeah, have Chris go, because I'm going to be taking a nap on my lunch tomorrow.
I figured as much, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't actually go.
No.
Well, and the thing is that for you, you have to go on lunch. Mm-hmm. That's what's stupid. Like, when do you work? 8 to 5! Like, what?
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So we got to get a better post office.
Okay.
So I'll remind you tomorrow, but because you pay for it, I'm happy to check it. It's just incredibly difficult to check.
Yeah.
Because it's literally like the times that people are at work.
Mm-hmm. That's super dumb. I've never checked it. I've checked it once.
I try to go every Saturday and check, mm-hmm. generally.
No. Nope.
So. Cookies. If the cookies, not cookies, would have gotten here yesterday, I would have got them. There's never anything in there. But if people send us stuff, which sounds like they're going to start doing, okay? We've gotten, I think, 2 things in the post office.
Yeah.
Bigfoot for president. Now the Alpha Horus. You get those? I want to be able to go get them. We could have eaten the cookies today, man. On the stream.
Mm-hmm.
We could be eating cookies right now. Not cookies, though. But we could be eating the cookies right now. You know how much better our lives would be right now if we were eating some cookies?
Much better.
It'd be much better.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than how it currently is, which is us just sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Sweating. Not eating cookies.
Why is it hot in here, bro? You know it's cold outside, right?
I do know. I can open a window. You want me to open the window?
Is your heater on?
No.
Yeah,
nothing's on.
Right. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
You want me to just open the window?
Go for it, bro.
I mean, people are going to be mad. Why? Well, it's cloudy out. It's cloudy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cloudy.
Yeah, it'll be fine then.
It'll
be fine. Yeah.
You open that window.
Huh?
Open that window.
I'm opening it.
Get to it. Lick the blinds while you're over there.
I'm not licking the blinds. Okay, I'm not licking the blinds.
It's slowly closing itself.
Yeah, it does that. It'll sink down a bit. Just gonna have to live with that sinking for a while. It stopped.
That's still going.
It is still going.
No, it's done.
Yeah, see? Boom. Save the taste review for Thursday.
Boom.
Well, I mean, technically, they're, you know, I mean, I'll save Colby's taste review till Thursday, but most of the people that watch...
It's for your show, man.
Right, they're going to want me to eat them on my
show.
Hold
your cookies hostage for me. I don't need them.
Well, I mean, I'll save one. You're paying for the P.O. box. I feel like you should get some of the cookies. Mm-hmm. They're not cookies, though, just for the record.
Cake cookies, thanks.
Whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. They're cookies.
Yeah.
That's a cookie. But I'm looking forward to having my mind change when I eat them, so. But
what?
The man who sent me the cookies, he doesn't watch this show, so. Mm-hmm. Feel like I should eat them when he could see it.
Probably smart.
Like, Bunny is the reason I was introduced to the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Argentina.
Okay.
Okay. The man who bought the cookies. Doesn't watch the show.
Gotcha.
I don't think he likes you.
That's okay.
I figured you wouldn't care.
No.
You don't need his love.
I don't need anybody's.
You don't need anybody except Britt.
It's the only one.
Yep. Yep. So, what was I saying? What were we talking about before the cookies showed up, man?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know either. I got to close this tab. We're looking at the cookies. Just get out of here, cookies. Let's close that. And let's close that. And let's close that. And let's close that. And we'll close that. And we'll close that. And we'll close that. And we'll close that.
Oh, we can learn about the Discord thing, man.
No, we're not going to do that.
No.
Cakeys. Cakeys is good.
Cakeys.
Let's call them cakeys.
Sounds like khakis.
Khakis. Hey, you got some cakeys on? No, you don't want to call them cakeys. That sounds gross for some reason.
I'm going to give you a cake.
I hope so. I love cake.
Oh, God, no cake.
I love cake. I love cake. Okay, what do you want to do for the last 30 minutes, man?
Oh, man.
I don't have it pulled up.
You want to do push-ups?
No, but I wanted to watch this on Thursday. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's been a while now. It's kind of old news. But the trailer where Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney. Have you seen that yet? Dude, let's watch that.
I didn't know that was out.
It is insane to me, his transformation.
What do you say? I want you to be my VP. I want you.
Is that Sam Rockwell?
You're my back.
Yeah. Well, and even he looks good as a George Bush, you know?
I'm a CEO of a large company. And I have been Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The Vice Presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Uh-huh.
However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane job.
That's Christian Bale.
That's Christian Bale.
Seeing bureaucracy.
What? Is that Steve Carell?
Yeah.
Energy. And foreign policy.
This movie looks awesome.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Oh, it's the same guy who did The Big Short, which had Steve Carell and Christian Bale in it. Sam Rockwell wasn't in it.
You have power. People will always try to take it from you, always.
Like, look at him, dude. Nothing can break me down.
I'm the man. Are you even more ruthless than you used to be?
Right. Like, he looks like Dick Cheney. My testimony, when I take the stand.
Right there, he kind of looked like him. Other than that, he has not looked like him.
Well, even Sam Rockwell looks a little bit like Bush, but like...
So we're going to do this thing, or what? I mean, is this happening?
I believe we can make this work.
Like, right there, that looks nothing like
Chris. That's crazy. It's you know who he looks like?
Will Ferrell?
Well, it's Adam McKay. He'll have to be in there somewhere. Adam McKay's the same guy who did Talladega Nights.
Really?
This is what he does now. He makes think pieces about politics, and they're really good. Did you ever see The Big Short?
Yeah.
Great movie.
It was hard for me to follow.
You got to watch it a couple times.
Yeah, I think.
I want to be Brad Pitt in that movie, in real life.
Brad Pitt's in that movie?
Yeah, dude, he's the banker. That the two nitwits that are trying to get loans and start their company and stuff, they're kind of like the B people. There's two young guys who start, their first scene in the movie is they're in the lobby of like J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, and they're trying to get investments. And they're like, you follow them, like, because Steve Carell's panicking about it, Christian Bale's predicting it,
right?
And these two guys are the ones that see it coming and take advantage.
Mm.
That's their role. But Brad Pitt is their mentor because he used to be in.
Where's
finance.
Ryan Gosling in this? He's in it, right?
Yeah, he's one of the guys who works with Steve Carell, right?
I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's a great movie. If you have not seen The Big Short. You don't even need to know what's going on to enjoy it because the acting's so good. But yeah, I like Brad Pitt. He's got like three lines of phones, dude, and he's like, hold, and he touches it, and he's like, Jing Yao, and then he holds it. Dude, I think
I remember that a little bit.
So great, man. I want to be busy like that, just answering phones and being important. People want to talk to me.
I don't think you could do that being a Twitch streamer.
People want to talk to me.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
And then I put them on hold.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
Well, we're getting the Discord set up, so people will.
I guess.
We'll try it out Thursday if people want to talk to us.
Okay.
Possibly, if I figure it out, which I may not because stupid.
Sure.
Hey, man. People may want to talk to us. See? Buddy said she wants to talk. See?
She
doesn't really, though.
She doesn't want to do that.
It's going to be so embarrassing when we're like, hey, if you want to be on the show, go into this room. And we look 10 minutes later and no one's in there.
People could be in there, bro. Don't put yourself down.
They won't be in there.
Don't put yourself down.
They won't be in there. People we're going to have is trolls. That's another reason I want to use Discord and not a phone call is because I don't want idiots to just call us and say the N-word.
Smart.
Like, if it's Menace in there, then I know we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's
smart. Some guy.
Yes.
Hey, all the text is back, man.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, that's good. Solved it. Boom. Problem solved, man.
It might have updated.
Dude, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. It does that every once in a while. I don't know if it's Streamlabs or it's OBS or it's something, but it's stupid.
Because I thought Taylor had 11, now it's only one.
Oh, that's because she hasn't given...
My update.
Yeah, it's 30. 30.
I didn't know
it was like
that
at the beginning of the stream.
Was
no.
it? Okay. Yeah.
It's rolling 30 days, man.
Okay,
we're poor.
Okay. So we got 124. We've done 124 episodes.
Yeah. Does that gross you out or something?
That's stupid.
But that doesn't even count the Coy plays gays. We have like 30 of those almost, I think.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The show's been going on too long.
You tired of it? It's
we
over?
We need a break. We need another year break.
What do you mean? You're going to take 100 breaks here coming up. You've got so many vacations planned. It's stupid.
I got
stupid.
One vacation
You do
planned.
Not.
Got one.
You do not. You got Christmas where you're going to miss a couple shows. You got Vegas where you're going to miss a couple shows.
I got one.
You're going to miss two.
Two.
It's terribly planned.
Oh, two.
That's a lot of time.
Wow.
Let me show you. I got it on my calendar.
Wow.
Mad about it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to be mad. Okay, look at December. Look at this, chat. Look at this. Colby in Colorado. He's going to miss a Thursday show and a Sunday show, which means it's going to be going to have a show here, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, until another show.
We might have changed that. I think.
What do you mean? You can't just be changing your schedule and not let me know.
Yeah, I think we leave the 28th now, and we might get back on the 4th. I don't really know. Britt could confirm or not. I forget.
Well, if you leave on the 28th, we can do a Thursday show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's still the same amount of missed shows, just by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Just a different, different thing.
So. Yeah. And then we scroll down just a little bit more, and then here we go. Here's March. Colby misses a Thursday. Colby misses a Sunday show.
I like vacations.
Yeah, I bet you like vacations.
I like vacations.
I bet you do.
Yeah. It's great to get away from you.
Yeah.
You're the bane of my existence.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go do a podcast. Go do the unofficial podcast there,
man. All right, man. He's got a good setup.
Go do it. I would love to see you on that show.
Yeah. We could do a Reddit review.
Here, I'll make you a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You go do a full episode of the unofficial podcast. I will host the next set of the Colby Show without you.
No.
Yeah.
Because people are going to like that better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, back off my spot, man. This is my seat.
I won't put anyone in your seat.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
I won't even put Link in there.
Get the seat out of there.
There'll be no seat.
Just take away the seat.
We'll take the seat away. I'll sit here with this camera angle, but you won't even be here.
With no game.
No.
Just hosting a show for 2 hours.
Hosting a show for 2 hours by myself. You get a day off if you go host an unofficial podcast.
I don't know. We'll see.
Why? You feel like it's a trap?
Yeah.
How is that a trap, man?
Well, his show's shorter, but then
it's
that
only,
I have to deal with him.
It's not that much shorter. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's a long show.
I mean, we're done now.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, if you were doing his show, we'd be done. Yeah.
No, now we got to sputter out for another fucking 30
what do you
minutes.
Mean sputter out?
We're sputtering out.
I'm not sputtering out.
Oh, well, then what do you want to talk about, man?
We can't change the subject on me.
I just did.
Tone is Colby replacement for those two shows. Hey, you don't want to let the bait know what... Or the prey know what the bait is in the trap, okay? You don't want to tell them what's going to happen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Talking about. Well, technically, Tone can't be the replacement because I already said no one's in your chair.
No.
It's just me hosting an empty show by myself.
Mm-hmm. You'd sputter out.
Whatever the... Are you kidding me? You don't think I could talk for 2 hours?
You could talk about stuff while there's entertainment in the background going on.
No.
Where you don't have to talk about stuff.
I could talk about nothing for two hours easily. You know how I know I could do it?
No,
because
prep, though.
Because
you
right now...
You can't prep.
Why?
You can't prep.
Why can't I prep
because
for my show?
Barely prep for this show.
What are you talking about?
I don't prep anything.
I
Let
know.
Me just say that.
That's what I'm saying.
But you barely prep anything
for this
show. I
can easily prep 2 hours of controllable content that
you can
personally do than having to react to you actively trying to end the show when you hit an hour and a half.
I'm not actively trying
you're
to
trying,
do
You're
shit.
Actively pushing the show away from you.
I'm not actively doing anything. You've run out of topics to talk about.
You can keep saying that, but that doesn't make it true.
It's
That's
true.
You pushing
well,
back against the show.
Prove me wrong, motherfucker.
No, this is you trying to change the subject of the show, and I'm not changing it. Mm-hmm. Because you know that I could replace you with a cardboard cutout of you in the chair. Hey, does the place where you work do cardboard cutouts?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. How funny would it be if we got cardboard cutouts of us and we just did it for an April Fool's show? Like, we just put us in the chairs. Just like we all we
Would
need was
we talk
top hat. We just play an old show.
Oh, okay.
We play like one of our first episodes that no one's ever listened to. We could play an episode from 2012. No one would know.
I gotcha.
We just put it in. I mean, they would know because we'd be cardboard.
Yeah, they would know.
They would know, because we weren't real people.
I mean, I could literally just Photoshop an image of us.
I mean, we would only need the
just
top
put
half.
That up.
You know?
Yeah.
Just the top half, torsos only, right in the chair.
Because, I mean, basically it's going to be a static image.
Right. Oh, that's a great point.
So we don't even have to.
But then people
money.
Would know it wasn't. Oh, God, does it have to be live? I mean, if it's not a static image, though, like, I'm going to have to come in here and, like, I'm going to have the lights on and all that stuff. And it'd be easier just to do a Photoshopped image.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Also cheaper. And also there would be no difference unless we moved the cardboard cutouts around as we talked. Or we could do an episode without us being on the air.
What if...
just have the picture there.
What if we do, like, 20 different pictures? Okay, same outfits and stuff. Like, we don't even need to Photoshop it. We could come in here one day and sit right here, okay? With no, like, we could just turn this off, okay? We'll just get rid of this completely, okay? Just take some screens of this right here. Different talking poses, you know, like.
And then
you know?
Just, like, what, animate them?
Yeah, and then, like, every 10 seconds or so, we change it. And people will just think we're dropping frames the whole show. And then we play the 2 hours of audio from a while ago that no one's ever listened to. Boom, day off.
I think that's a lot of work.
I don't feel like it's that much work. It like requires you to sit here and put a vape in your mouth every 30 seconds or so.
Why does it even require me being here?
Because we have to have you in the chair or the frames. It'll be obvious that you're like, he's got to move. The cardboard cutouts won't move. I feel like that's easier than you Photoshopping you into a scene 15 different poses, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's why you would have to be here.
Okay.
I will tell you a secret. Everyone will know.
That's not going to happen.
No, it won't, because it requires too much work.
Yes.
And I like doing this show.
And yeah, it's enjoyable.
So I make Colby come in here and do it. It'll be the highest rated, most subscribed show.
I also like working out my chest, which I need to go do. Withholding me from that.
I'm not withholding you. The show is from 2 to 4 every Sunday. You know this.
I know.
Don't schedule your chest workout at 3:40.
Shit, motherfucker!
What if you say the camera is broken? Whoa, we could do that too. Just go. Now we could do whatever we want, man.
I whipped my dick out.
He just did.
I did.
I'm looking right
it's
at it.
Right, it's out right now.
Dude, you may want to get that mole checked out.
Yeah,
that looks not
it
good.
It came in a while ago. It's really weird.
It's okay. All right, let's turn it back on. Let's all put right. it away. All right, so we're back. Yep. Say, we could have done that. Should be like, oh, camera's broke. Problem is, we have the fat camera. So if our camera's ever broken,
yeah,
we'd have to have two broken cameras, you know.
It could happen. It could happen.
Could it?
You don't know. Pinello came in here. He was real mad that you took his
camera
back. Yeah.
I mean, I took my camera back from him.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, that he's mad that you took your camera back, and now he just broke it.
Did he mention anything about what we did in his live stream to you in person last night? Because Thursday we went to his live stream and said you sucked.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
And then you text him lies about me afterwards.
Yeah. No, he did not mention that.
He didn't even say anything.
No, he said that he talked to you about building him a website.
He did talk to me about building him a website.
Yeah, he texted me first, and he was like, is it a bitch to make your own store? And then I was like, that's it. And
okay.
I was like, online store?
Well, either way, the answer is yes.
And I was
offline,
like,
online,
yes, it is a major bitch.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, I'll just pay Seth. I was just like, yeah, do that, you dumb.
Like, honestly, I'm gonna make his website for free. But I don't want. Here's the only problem I have with it. Okay. Like, first of all, how dare Bunny Space Lover call us ugly?
She said you're not ugly though.
Yeah, but I'm choosing to ignore that. Turn the camera on. It snapped because it saw her face.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
Yeah, things in parentheses don't count.
Yeah, that's right. We don't see it.
No.
Okay. Visible to us like dogs.
Sure.
I don't know what that meant.
That means nothing.
Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. If you came to me and you're like, hey, man, I want to sell some stuff. Can you make me a website? I'll pay you. I'd be like, dude, don't worry about it. I'm just going to make you a site. Okay? Because literally, I do it for a living. You know? I have loadouts for sites. It takes me a few hours to get something up, especially if all you want to sell is some simple stuff. Okay? And I assume, correctly with Colby, that he would be able to add and edit his own products. I just need to build the site part to sell things.
Yeah, honestly, I would just need you to set up the back end because you're better at that.
All I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Colby would use it in perpetuity, forever. Okay? Here's the problem I have with doing it for Unofficial Tony P. 6 seconds after I give him the finished site, delivered exactly to his specific specifications, he's going to want something changed on it.
Yeah.
You know how I know this? Because that Unofficial Tony P right now is a website I built for him for free that he no longer wants. Because he wants another website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Did he tell... What does he want?
He just wants a store.
Just wants a branded what? Nuova?
Nuova, yeah.
Okay.
He says... He told me that Nuova is no longer... He's no longer doing anything with Unofficial Tony P.
Mm-hmm.
Nuova's going to be the company, and Unofficial Tony P is like an employee, he said.
Yes, that's how he described
it. That's exactly how he told me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you want just a store? I'm like, no info pages or nothing. He's like, yep. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I could have built this during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done it.
Because
that's how simple it is.
Yeah.
But he's going to have to add the products and all the images.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is that, like, I don't think it's dead. It's just...
What's up, Bulldog?
No one uses it, okay? It's as dead as the Raptor Teeth store. Hey, Bulldog. How
yeah.
So I'd say. It's there, it works, it's just he doesn't use it. I guess.
No, people don't buy his shit because like, it's ugly shit.
Part of me wants to tell him to use Shopify because then he won't text me to help him with things.
Oh, yeah, he could do that, couldn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said, if you don't want to do it...
No, he looked into Wix because Wix does it too.
Or either way, Squarespace, Wix, Shopify,
too much money.
Big Cartel,
and too much
all
money.
These places do these online stores. Mm-hmm. He could easily go there and do one, but it's going to cost him $20 a month.
Yeah,
he's going to figure everything else out himself. But I can't say no to people, so I'll do it for free, and then I'll give him free customer support for forever. I don't want to do the customer support part. I'm happy to just give him a site that compares to Shopify... But once he sets up his Shopify account, which is me building him a site,
mm-hmm.
he has to add the products and name the products and set up the images and the pricing and do the uploads and all that crap
yeah.
that I don't want to do. But he's not going to know how to do.
No.
And if he used Shopify, he'd just cancel it and be like, no store for me. But since he's I'm doing it for him, he can call me and be like, hey, how do you do this thing? And then I'm going to help him do it, and I don't want to do it.
It's called block number.
I don't want to do that, though, man.
Why not?
Because if one day I need his help...
With what? With what?
I don't know. When I start my music career, he can mix my song for me.
That'll happen. You know audio engineering as good as he does.
That's a fair point. When I need to know things about Dodge Chargers, he's going to know more than me. I don't know what he could tell me about Dodge Chargers that I couldn't Google. It's got to be something.
I don't know.
That he can do that I can't that I might need his help with someday, right?
Sure. We need, like, some fancy lights.
He just went to Walmart for those, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just Walmart lights, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Nothing. I would say no. Or at least have him pay you.
I don't know,
it's worth the time.
Yeah, but my time he can't afford.
Well, then tell him that.
Like, well, I mean, but like the thing is, like,
he gets a friend discount.
He's not gonna pay me.
Is money good? Is money good? Yes.
Yes.
Then take the man's money.
No, because if I take his money, then I'm obligated to give him what he wants.
Yes.
Or if I do it for free, I can ignore him if I don't want to do something.
That's also true. But in one case, you get no money.
I don't
and have
want,
to do
I do not
work.
Want him to become a client.
In another
where
situation,
where I have to answer his phone
paid.
Calls when he calls me, or update his site if it breaks because he deleted some code that like remember that one time? I don't know if I told you this, where he went and updated the site that I made for him
yes.
and tried to do it by himself, and there's literally plugins on the WordPress site that said "do not update or delete," and he
yeah.
updated them.
Mm-hmm.
It said in the name, do not update, and he updated
yeah,
them.
Don't
I don't want him to call me
anything.
And be like, listen, dude, I broke the site. Remember that time I paid you? Fix it. I don't want that. Now I can be like, lol.
Then don't do it. Just don't
but
do
then
it.
But then I'm a bad friend, man. I feel like I need to do it.
You've
him.
Said multiple times very recently that you and Pinella are not friends.
We're not friends. I don't go to Kobe Steakhouse with him. But at the same time, I feel like I'm better friends with him than you are with him.
How?
I don't. You hate the man.
I do not. I do not. Okay. If I hated him, I wouldn't hang out with him.
One being Hitler, 10 being Brit. Where does Pinella fall in that range?
Probably closer to Hitler.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't hate him. I said closer to Hitler, not Hitler.
You don't want to be close to Hitler.
I mean, no.
Ever.
But just on that scale, he's closer to the Hitler.
I want to put this clip on Instagram so bad because that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard you say.
Man, he doesn't
but
watch.
You don't think?
I don't think
he's going to see it?
I don't even give a shit, man.
I do!
I want him to text me and be like, you think I'm Hitler?
I don't want him to find a noose someday and then it's our fault.
He won't do that.
You sure?
Yeah.
How confident?
He's a very confident person.
All right, I'm putting it on Instagram. It's marked.
He loves himself too much.
Oh my God, dude.
I don't know, man.
Anyway, I'm going to make his stupid site.
We'll make a stupid site.
It's going to be Nuova.store.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said, because Nuova.com is taken.
Yeah, it's $1,000 to buy it. But
yeah, well, it's five letters.
Mm-hmm.
Six. It's not a great URL like Duo. Oh, we should sell that. How much do you think we could make? Are they really selling Nuova for $1,000?
That's how much it is to buy it back because somebody else bought it.
Like, does it look legitimate, like $1,000?
I have no idea. I haven't looked. He just told me it was $1,000.
Let's check it out. How much money do you think we could make off the name Duo? Okay, this is the site. For sale, the domain name Nuova.com is available for purchase. Could be a killer brand for your next startup product or service. Secure and guaranteed. Your funds are safely held by third-party escrow until you receive Nuova.com. All transfers are 100% guaranteed. What's this?
Vario?
What's this country code, do you think? Wow, they have a lot of domains, man. Richard.Hearn. Just a Skype name.
Interesting.
This is one guy's site.
Actually, that's a great idea.
There's a guy here in Wichita he registers stuff. I own WichitaParks.com because before I started live full-time streaming, I was going to make that a project of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's basically built. I just never got the guts to actually launch it because it was a wiki. And I knew that, like, other developers were going to look at it and, like, then email me and be like, your wiki sucks, bruh. And I didn't want to deal with all the developer hipsters in Wichita. But
what do you mean, wiki?
It's WichitaParks.com. You could log on and you could... It's literally... It had pages for every park in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Wichita websites suck! No, if you know this.
I don't.
And so, like, when I wanted to find bike paths or places with walking trails... Or places that weren't literally in a cul-de-sac in Wichita. I mean, there's literal parks here that have, like, where a road will split, and one will go, like, northeast, and one will go northwest, and then in the triangle in the middle, there's a park, and they have a sign on it, and they're like, it's a park. When really, it's literally a place for dogs to poop and pee, and that's literally all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know the difference between those and Sedgwick County Park, which is massive, okay? So I built a website where people could go and take pictures and upload pictures and add art and... You know, add their own details and leave reviews for it. It's completely done and finished. WichitaParks.com. I have a brand and everything done for it. It's like a year and a half ago. Then I started full-time streaming, so I couldn't pay attention to it. So I've been thinking about just putting Wichita Parks up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone's got to want to buy WichitaParks.com,
you would
right?
Think.
Right?
Somebody.
I don't know. I also put Camp Steak back up last week. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I just put it back up. The exact same website it was a year ago. When we took
Let's
it down.
Go to it, man. I haven't seen it in forever.
It's really good looking, I think. Here it is, man.
Does it still work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's exactly the same. Get out of here. Get out of here. Look at all these stupid pop-ups. God, these guys desperate for money or what? Yeah, here's the website, man. What you think?
God, I remember this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so the reasoning behind this... Actually came from my stream. Yeah, you can buy it, Menace. It works. Have at it. Everything works.
Which one? The s'mores one?
Yeah.
Which one's the s'mores one? I remember the s'mores one.
I'm going to, at some point, probably later this evening even, maybe, I'm going to go and I'm just going to change these to be like 10th of the size and put 40 designs on there.
Mm.
And then I'm going to get rid of a new design every Thursday and get rid of this camp chat button. And then that's going to be it forever. The idea was, is because it used to just say for sale.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a year. No one bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Now no one's going to remember what it used to be.
Yeah.
So the idea is it costs us nothing to have
just
it.
Just have it up.
So I might as well just put it there, and if some idiot goes and buys a shirt sometime, hey, at least we made $3, you know?
No, that makes sense.
So why not? But yeah, but the Brandon, who was a silent partner in all this, he mm-hmm. like, I put it back up, and like immediately he tweeted like, we're back. And then he messaged me, and he's like, are you going to update social? And I'm like, I literally, this thing is just as dead as it used to be, except now instead of for sale, there's color. Like, I will do nothing with this site.
No.
Don't have time. Don't have time. This all started, because I didn't even tell you this, some company called Wonderact, something like that, emailed me, because they saw our designs on Inktail,
mm-hmm.
which is randomly where they were. There were some designs on there. And they're like, we'd like to buy some designs from you. I'm like, okay, Colby likes money. So I email them back. I'm like, what you thinking about? I'm like, the business does not exist anymore, but the whole thing's for sale. Piecemeal or whatever you want. And he's like, ah, I'll give you $15 per design or percentage of the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed him back and I'm like, I'm guessing $15 means you don't get exclusive rights to these designs. And he's like, well, for exclusive rights, might be a little less, or for non-exclusive, might be a little less than $15. I haven't emailed him back yet. I want to be like, what are you, $14.50? Like, what's a little less than $15 per design?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand these people who sit at their computers and go, you know what? I'm going to take away this man's opportunity to make any money off of this design for the rest of his life, and I'm going to give him a Hamilton and a Lincoln for it, and his life will be better because of it.
That's pretty low.
It's really low.
Yeah.
It's really low.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to email him back and be like, yeah, whatever, dude. I mean, if he gives us $10 for designs and it doesn't affect our life in any way, we still get to use them, I'll take $100 or whatever he wants to give me, so it's fine. You know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? Exactly. I just need to email him back. But, you know, it's funny. Because these designs are really good, man. They're worth more than $15 each.
Sure.
Oh, dude, look, I mean, look what he has. I need to probably look at under apparel. I'm not. There it is.
Yeah, you can't type, man.
Dude, it's a, how do you say the word?
Wonderatic?
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 Wonderatic. That's a stupid name.
That's very weird.
It's a stupid name, like duo, all right?
I thought it was like attic, like the attic.
Wanderatic.
No, but yeah, it's a weird made up word.
But anyway, here's what they have. See their designs? You tell me this is better than what you made? Is that what you're telling me?
That's really bad.
That's what I'm saying. So these people are going to add your designs to their site. Their site's going to be immediately better because of it. And they're going to give us $15 for it. That's what I'm saying. It's ripped off. But hey, if we can make $200 real quick by them buying 20 designs, it's great. You know, I'll send them some AI files. Done deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I put the website back up just because if someone wants to buy it, they will. You know. And if not, that's fine too. So yeah, how much is the s'mores one that Menace is interested in?
Probably $20.
I don't even think they're that much. I think they're $14.99, aren't they? $18. They're $18. Oh, that's because s'mores isn't a real word. It's like S. Maybe that's why it failed. There it is. Yeah, $18 for the s'more shirt. There it is. Look at that.
That's a great shirt, bro.
Look at that shirt. Look at that. It is a great shirt, man. It's a recipe that anyone can follow. First, start a campfire. Second, unwrap your ingredients. Fluffy marshmallows, delicious chocolate, and crunchy graham crackers. Third, roast those marshmallows over an open fire. Fourth, stack ingredients together. See the diagram. And enjoy! This has been Seth, your guide to shirts. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe.
Hey, Icy.
They want that shit.
I think that's a cool looking shirt, man.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, some of your designs on here, granted, are better than others. I will give you that. You know, like, I could tell the weeks you were busy and the weeks that you had nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Like, this week, whatever you did this one, is a great design. Right here. Okay? This is like Colby spent some time making this one.
Yeah.
You know?
That was actually one of the easier ones because it's all just line work.
This design right here, this is one you phoned in.
Definitely.
Yeah, that one.
But that's the one that would probably actually sell.
It probably is.
Because people
are dumb. You
know
what? I'm having a flashback. We actually talked about just doing stupid, yeah, simple stuff because our complicated, mm-hmm, well, really designed stuff was no one liked. You know?
Yeah.
Like this one right here, I love this shirt.
Yeah.
Love it. This Evil Stack Bourbon, that's so great, dude. So great. By the way, I just remembered Guilty Rooster Brewing Company.
Guilty Rooster.
I just remembered that existed.
God damn it. I need to write that down.
Need to make it, man.
I need to make that.
Guilty Rooster Brewing.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
We'll put that on Raptor Tee. There's a new shirt design for it.
Guilty Rooster.
Talk about another store that hasn't sold a darn thing. I'll tell you what it is. It's raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby. Yep.
Got any Z-Swig sales?
No.
No?
But my channel's doing good. This channel's dying. But please don't sub to this channel and leave my channel.
Dying?
It's dying. It's dying.
How is it dying, bro?
Oh, our sub count is lower than ever.
Son of a bitch.
Somehow we have less subs now than we did when we actually started the channel before subs were.
That's not possible.
No, we're actually, the channel's doing really good follow-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how I am, because physically, nothing is changing with the show. I feel like it's dying.
Yeah, no.
Regardless of the growth of the channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm adding People Talk. We have to do something, man.
Oh, I could bring games. We could play games.
Dude, let's play games, man. What games are you going to bring?
I don't know.
All right. Cool.
Can you guess this movie quote? If I play this random scene from a movie, can you guess what the movie is?
We could do that, man. That'd be fun. The problem with games is that only one of us can play it.
Yes.
Because either I prep it and then only you play, or you prep it and only I play.
Yep.
What we need is for our significant others to actually love us, get together and prep stuff for us to do during this show.
No,
that'll never happen.
No. We don't ask that of them. We need a fucking producer.
No. No. You misunderstand. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we ask them to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they love us enough to just do it.
Oh, okay.
That's never going to happen. Clearly.
One of our followers could do it. If they loved us.
Now you're guilting our followers.
Yeah.
All I want them to do is follow us and watch us. They have a cash sub.
Mm.
But not at the expense of Z-Swigs. Please sub to there. I didn't say. Did you hear that interference? That was weird. It's like someone broke in. Radio interference.
Stab you.
Hey, show's over, man. You want to end?
Yeah, I got to get to the gym.
Yeah, man, I don't want to interrupt your gym time. You're sorry, I hit the wrong music again. God, that is just my fault, man.
I don't get to hear it now.
Oh, here, I'll hear it.
I don't hear it. Halloween. I don't hear it. What's going on?
You can hear it.
I don't hear it.
You can hear it. You can hear it. All right, I'll put on the regular music. Are you happy, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You happy? All right, guys, thanks for watching. It's been Seth and Colby Show. This 2 hours flew by.
Thanks, guys.
I feel, where is it? Oh, Menace, you resubbed, you gotta refresh your page. And then hit share. We will wait.
Can't hear shit, what are you doing?
Did you put your headphones on?
Can I have a happy birthday?
Is it your birthday, Icy?
Is it?
Well, I'll send you a topless photo.
Birthday!
I'm gonna send you a topless photo of Colby, alright?
If you got one.
I have plenty.
I don't know why.
I have lots of photos of you, man.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Yes!
Rock hard!
Yes!
Oh, sub!
5 months of
finally
subs.
Finally!
From Menace. 14.
Thanks,
that's
Menace.
That's crazy. 4 months, dude.
Why not? 4 months? 5 months? Outside my window
pane. Don't jab me. Don't jab me. Turn it off. Don't jab me. Thank you, Menace, for your resub.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. All right. Yeah. Well, don't thank him. He has nothing to do with it.
Blame.
She's thanking you. You didn't do anything for her. Are you having a stroke?
I'm thanking Menace. Thank Menace for the stuff.
Icy says, yes, that's perfect. Thanks, Colby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling her not to thank you. You didn't do anything.
Right. Well, I took the picture.
No, you didn't.
I was in the picture.
That didn't do it. It's nothing. You did nothing for her.
That's something. Yeah.
You're not even awake enough right now to acknowledge that.
Shut up, I get it. Go away.
Don't jab me.
Go away.
Okay, show's in here.
Fucking God, Jesus Almighty.
Okay, I'll click goodbye, man. I got it. That's the wrong one. That's the shot wheel. There we go.
I got it.
Guys, thanks so much for watching today. We're Seth and Colby. We do a show live twice a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, once on Thursdays.
That one.
Thursdays. at 8 p.m. Eastern. Soon to be Tuesdays, though,
Could
if you guys
Tuesdays,
keep the...
but you guys are slacking.
The 10 average viewers a show will get you a Tuesday show over 30 days, so...
It's going to be like a 30-minute show on Tuesday.
No, it'll be an hour.
Nah.
It might be two.
It's
going to
be
I'm gonna
30 minutes.
No. It'll be as long as I want, because I'm the boss.
Yeah, I know you're not.
The boss, dude. I own the equipment, makes me the boss. That's how it works.
I'll break all of it.
I remember that back in the day when you and Colton were doing the show, the Colby and Colton show. It used to be called Colton and Colby. And I used that excuse to move your name to the front because you owned the equipment and ran the board, so your name had to go first because I couldn't break it to a 14-year-old that he was less talented and his name deserved to go second. Remember that?
No.
I was really proud of that. That I like bamboozled a 14-year-old.
What, because it sounded better?
No, because your name deserved to be first.
No.
Of course, now that I'm saying this story, it makes it sound like my name deserves to be in front of yours.
I mean, it does, because you do more work.
Well, I do more work.
And you're more talented.
I don't know if I'm more talented.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more talented at this. I don't know if I'm more talented at, in general life.
Just shut up. Yes, no, it makes sense. The person that does the most work. I don't know why I called it Colton and Colby. I thought it was
this is why you wear headphones. So no one can hear you right now. Just put it up. Love ya! Guys, thanks for watching. If you're on iTunes, go to twitch.tv/CityColby. Hit follow. Okay? Sub. If you have Amazon Prime, you can sub for free. Do it. What is that battery? Is that a nickel? Don't hit me with that nickel! All the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Seth and Colby, the Discord channel,
Exclamation
Point Discord and chat. Guys, we like you.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
All right, we'll see you guys on... That mic sucks.
Thursday!
We'll see you guys Thursday.
Thursday!
Bye-bye, everybody!
Bye! Bye.